It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. The FBI is officially investigating Lindsey Graham's death as potential foul play.
AlexJonesLive.com.
Straight
Over Moose's news today.
Straight Over Moose is closed again. All hell's breaking loose.
Uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
TV viewer, you see a message posted by the official Iranian government news agency on X. It says this ship was given clearance to pass the Strait of Hormuz by the U.S. without even coordinating with the IRGC. It is now at the bottom of the sea after catching fire. For a safe passage to the Strait, only the IRGC can give you clearance. And I got Trump a month ago saying Iran can keep the Strait closed. We've got to make a deal. Now he's out saying today that it's open and flowing like never before, which is not true. I don't have to tell you, Trump's been making a lot of misstatements. You can call them lies, say he's delusional. I don't know, but it's very embarrassing and hurts America's credibility. You can sit there and say it's okay, it's 5D chess, 1,000D chess, trillion D chess. It's not. This is a big deal. And what are we, 136, 137 days into this disastrous war that Israel got us into? Meanwhile, breaking, Representative Massey proposes NDAA amendment preventing integration of IDF with U.S. military. Israel's responded to that. Trump is live with the Iraqi prime minister. We'll be going to some of those questions if there's any good ones, which I'm sure there will be. We're following that. We already knew this, but it's now being implemented. Bill Gates admits digital IDs to be used for banking, health, voting, and education run by him and a consortium of the UN and the communist Chinese. That is a serious problem. The FBI is investigating, first with 20 agents, now with 40 agents. Lindsey Graham's death, all sorts of conflicting stories. High-level Pentagon sources told Larry Johnson, very credible former high-level CIA, State Department, counterterrorism head, that he died in Kiev. We'll be looking at the latest developments on that front. It's confirmed that all these churches are getting firebombed by leftists and Islamicists in New York. Mondami has not said a word, not lifted a finger. Mondami says he wants to ban prisons and ban billionaires. Trump responded by saying that Democrat socialism must be criminalized and its leaders deported. Well, what if they're American citizens? But how do you counter a tyranny? I mean, that's, McCarthy was right. The communists wanted to overthrow the country. It came out later, everything he said was true. How do you deal with people that want to overthrow your system and outlaw your freedoms when they're going against the very country's existence? That's why the gloves are more and more coming off, but it's dangerous to have the so-called right-wing Israeli alliance with Trump, which is not even really right-wing at all, do that. So you're faced with tyranny from the left and tyranny from the right, and that makes the big globalist BlackRock folks happy because you get it regardless. You get your world government, your checkpoints, and your surveillance state and all the rest of it. A serious situation. Also, more and more confirmed reports by very prominent advisors to the top billionaires that they believe a big event is about to happen that will basically hurl the entire planet into a great crisis. We'll be talking about that event and events they've been gearing up, what that actual event or cascade of events could be from all my research and sources. And so much more today. We have several big guests as well. Start your engines. We're about to join all the radio stations that join us at 6 after. And please share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X. Also on X at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live. And on rumble.com/... The Alex Jones Show live right up there in the corner. We'll be back. Stay with us, Paul Revere's.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of GallicShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at GallicShipStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the United States and Israel, though Israel's not declared it, but it's been confirmed it's them, have been bombing Iran off and on, as you know, for 4 days very intensely, sending in for the first time sea-based drones, boats, robot boats, little glorified canoes that are blowing up much of the landing zones and docks in the Strait of Hormuz, which I guess if the United States then invades is going to cause us more problems than it solves. And we have Trump saying more oil than ever is flowing through and the Strait's open and that it's safe, even though at least two ships were blown up that weren't given authorization by the U.S. yesterday, two tankers, and there's all sorts of oil spills, and the Iranians have completely sunk several large ships, spectacularly exploding and sinking. They didn't get authorization from them and shot up a bunch of others, at least five others, and the strait is not open. It's at basically a complete standstill. A few ships a day will try to go through waters that are very shallow, and a lot of those get stuck. I mean, it is a giant cluster F-U-K in a big way. And then I have Trump several clips months ago. Oh, we've got to end the war. They can actually keep the strait closed. They've got so many weapons up in those mountains and hills. But now he says, nope. We'll open it. We'll shepherd it. We're going to be the guardian angel of it. These are quotes. We're going to charge 20% to go through. Well, not if you don't take the Strait of Hormuz, and then they'll keep, you can take the Strait, and then more Iranian troops will come on your flank and around you, and then it'll be what they call a quagmire. And it makes the taking of Iwo Jima and other mountainous Pacific islands by the Marines look like a cakewalk, according to the Pentagon. And I agree with their analysis. So we are deep 136 days into this fiasco, almost 137, with no end in sight. We'll be getting to that. We also have the FBI. First they said 20, others saying 40. FBI agents did descend after he reportedly died in D.C. Saturday night, and they're still there talking to neighbors, searching through the house, asking if they saw anything go on. So it's an active investigation into foul play, and that's being reported. So we'll be getting to all of that. We also have the full house. It's now before the full house to turn our military and intelligence over to the Israelis. It's passed out of committee, and Israel will co-own our weapon systems and be part of the most powerful, secretive, out-of-control organization in this country other than the private Federal Reserve. And that's the Pentagon with its estimates are 8 to 10 plus trillion missing since the mid-90s. It's just stacked up. On 9/11, it was $2.4 trillion they said was missing. Now it's upwards of $10 trillion. That's a conservative number. And Israel will have a direct snout into that black hole. And Netanyahu says they won't ever have any money problems again. We don't need your money, American taxpayers. We'll just get it directly from the defense budget from you and from weapons sales. And so legislation is being proposed by Massey. He says he's going to introduce it in the next few days, an amendment to strip that out because it didn't get stripped in committee. Then we'll see an up and down vote by the Congress. And unless there's more pressure put on it, a miracle, the AIPAC lobby is undoubtedly the most powerful when it comes to foreign policy, the military, probably the most powerful now, throwing its weight around, primarying everybody and spending billions on domestic propaganda against the American people, that you'll have an upvote to vote down the amendment and it'll pass the House. Maybe the Senate is going to stop it, but this is just mind-boggling. The word outrageous doesn't even approach it. This is absolute merger, integration, synchronizing, a marriage. These are terms, well, synchronizing, merger, live time, fusion. That's all in the bill, Section 224. And then we have the Israelis and the U.S. government and the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Huckabee calling it a marriage, this bill. You have Netanyahu sending a letter thanking the committees for putting his language in, bragging he wrote it. And now people are digging up other horrible subsections that are in it. There's a Senate bill, hands over intelligence the same way. We've got a big report on that and the latest there. Victor Boot didn't join us last week. He'll be joining us this week on all the huge escalations in Russia. What's his intel on, was Graham in Ukraine when he died, as Pentagon sources and Larry Johnson are saying? We'll also look at what he said about 6 months ago, now being confirmed, that Putin is already escalating and about to seriously escalate the war, maybe even using tactical nuclear weapons, and not just inside Ukraine, but on major NATO weapons factories and weapons depots. So that is all coming up. We have all the Islamic news domestically and foreign. We have all the leftists frothing, trying to get access to our children. The actress playing a man in the new movie that's coming out about the whole Trojan horse and the rest of it, the Odyssey. And she's saying that there is no such thing as X and Y chromosomes, that animals are basically all gay, and that she's promoting a documentary targeting children to teach them that. Completely sickening. We've got more on Mitch McConnell being missing in action and so much more today. But the first thing I want to get to is a report I filed last night, and more has happened since then. I'll fill you in on it afterwards. And Trump is live with the Iraqi prime minister right now. We'll go to some of that press conference. But here's the report I filed from my car driving home at about 7 o'clock at night last night. So the Israeli-initiated war that started 136 days ago has completely exploded into a full regional conflict. The Iranians have blown up Patriot missile bases, fuel depots in Kuwait and a whole bunch of other countries. The Yemenis launched a huge attack on the big Saudi airport, just devastating major terminals. Ships are getting attacked all over the Strait of Hormuz, and Trump says he's going to open it. The Pentagon has told him it'll take a full ground invasion to do it. There are giant explosions going off in Iran that look like tactical nuclear weapons on the horizon. This is where we are. We've been sucked into the full war, and it's just getting worse by the day. This was never about nukes or WMDs. It was about the Greater Israel Project. And it's a nightmare scenario. And it's going to derail our economic recovery and so much more, which is what at the top BlackRock and the globalists want. They're so happy right now that the world recovery is being killed by this. Fertilizer is getting cut off. So much more. Here's some of the videos of what's been happening over there. And it's more is happening literally by the hour. We'll cover it all at AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site, and Real Alex Jones on X. And hopefully I'm here tomorrow. Be able to cover all that's going on at 11 a.m. Central with Syndicated Daily Show. Thank you.
أبهى الدولي وذلك بعدد من الصواريخ البالستية والطائرات المسيرة وقد حققت العملية أهداف.
some of the images of some of the damage going on, some of the things happening. Iran's hit, what, 5 different countries with missiles in the last few days, blown up ships, damaged other ships. And put this statement out last night. This ship was given clearance to pass the Strait of Hormuz by the U.S. without even coordinating with the Iranian government, the IRGC. It is now at the bottom of the sea after catching fire. For a safe passage through the strait, only the IRGC can give you clearance. And the United States has hit several tankers and blown them up. But the end effect is the Strait of Hormuz is staying closed. There's an oil tanker that the Iranians blew up yesterday on screen. Meanwhile, I have a new Truth Social out from Trump. Oil is flowing like never before thanks to the awesome power of the United States military. A special salute to the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Kane, the Commander of the United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper. Because of them and all members of the most powerful military anywhere in the world by far, Strait of Hormuz is open to all ship traffic except for Iran, and that is because of their lying, violent, malicious leadership, which is taking them down the path of total destruction, full caps, all caps. We will therefore have a full blockade, but only on ships coming to and from Iranian ports or carrying anything having to do with Iranian cargo. Based on highly productive conversations with Middle Eastern leadership, I have decided to replace the 20% United States reimbursement fee with trade and investment deals that the various Gulf states will be making in the United States. These investments will be massive, but at the same time, extraordinarily good for them. So it's just different stuff every hour. And their future, as everyone is aware, will have the target dollar investment in the United States or in any country in history. But these new investments will make them number one and make the number even larger. And we will see factories, plants, and equipment pour in the United States at historic levels, which will create additional millions of paying American jobs. America's winning again, winning like never before. The days of Iran killing hundreds of thousands of people, including 52,000 protesters, are over. And most importantly, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald John Trump. Iran's not killed hundreds of thousands of people. There's no proof they killed 20,000 or 50,000 during those violent demonstrations where the U.S. and Israel gave weapons out, which I'm still not a fan of the Mullahs. I'm just stating facts. The U.S., through Saddam, started the Iran-Iraq war that killed about 2 million Iranians, say about 700,000 Iraqis is estimated. He pulled this up. So where's the hundreds of thousands they've killed? So it's just the exaggeration just daily, you know, increases here. But the Strait of Hormuz is not open. There are a few little ships here and there are getting through. You keep hearing Trump every week or so say it's open when it's not. I don't have to explain that this is not true. And everybody who's informed knows it's not true. All the governments know it's not true. And then he said, we're in complete control of the strait, and we're going to put a 20% toll on all the ships, and then he can't do that. The Navy won't even send its big ships in close because they're sitting ducks. And then Trump just says, okay, we won't charge 20%. We'll get investment deals from your countries. So it's all talk. Except the fact that the violence is intensifying from both sides, the destruction that hurts the average person and gets a lot of innocent people killed. So this is a disaster as we predicted. We're just getting deeper into it, giving you the latest factoids on that. You don't really need me to even tell you about it. You can see it everywhere for you, and it's very sad. What a distraction and diversion from all the rest of Trump's overall economic agenda that I thought was excellent. So no end in sight. And he got asked yesterday, and I think I sent it to you, but I didn't see it on the list. But I went over the list super fast today because I put over 90 videos on there. I apologize to the crew. I'm out of control. I overprepare. It's a problem with the show. I mean, I'm serious. Most hosts don't really prepare a lot or underprepare. I overprepare. It's to a ridiculous level. He said to a reporter yesterday, We have the exact quote. And the headlines were like, Trump destroys reporter. Didn't look like that to me. The reporter's like, okay, is this going to last months more, years more? Like Vietnam? And he goes, well, yeah, Vietnam lasted 19 years. So it's okay. Well, number one, Trump, it didn't last 19 years. If you count it as starting with the Gulf of Tonkin at 64, it lasted 11 years. 64 to 75. And if you count when our advisors went in, and I would really count that, to try to save the French when it was called Indochina from the civil war that was happening there with Ho Chi Minh leading the communists, then that is 15 years. I'm not trying to be mean to Trump. It's just he's all over the map here, folks. And so now he's getting us ready for 19 years. Let's just say Vietnam was 19 years. Okay. It started in 1957, 50, 56. Okay. It didn't, but okay. Vietnam started in 1956. Didn't start in 60 or 64. Okay. It started in 56, 57. He says so. It's true. It's 5D chess. So we're going to have a 19-year war. But let's say it actually lasts as long as Vietnam. We're going to have an 11-year war. Boy, that's a lot longer than 4 days, and the mullahs were going to fall. So now we're settling into decades. Here's the good job crew finding us so quickly. Here's Trump chiding the reporter for asking the obvious question. What a stupid question. You're an idiot. I can't believe you'd ask how long. But big deal. I mean, Vietnam lasted 19 years. And I'm supposed to just love this. Oh, like I'm a trained SEAL. I love this, Trump. Get out of there. But as I predicted, the Iranians know they hold a lot of cards. They're being pig-headed and asking for stuff they're not going to get. So they're just as bad as Trump when it comes to pig-headedness. They want $500 billion and all our troops to leave. And for us to say Israel will never bomb any of its neighbors. I'm not defending what Israel's done in many cases, but you know if that deal was done, you know Hezbollah and people are going to shoot rockets in just to break the deal because they get more power and control during conflict just like Netanyahu does. And so Trump can't tell Israel what to do, and he shouldn't be able to. By the way, they shouldn't be telling us what to do, and that's coming up. That's the whole point. If Israel thinks they can take all these guys, knock themselves out. Just, we're not getting drafted for it, as the Israel firsters are pushing. You know, they've got, as of December, the draft is prepared and goes back into Selective Service, preparing for it being implemented. And you got all these Republicans saying, we need to get the draft going now to fight this war. My son is 23, and now they want to draft girls. I've got a 22-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old daughter. And since Trump says his war is going to last 19 years, I guess you want to draft my 9-year-old when she's 18 in 9 years? No, sir. And you think Europe's going to fight Russia with getting the drafts going? They've already, a bunch of countries already implemented, including women. You think they're going to march off to this and be in the meat grinder? For you? Mm-mm. So here's Trump saying 19 years. Here it is.
So you think a deal is still possible? You think they'll return to that?
Yeah, I think a deal is possible. Sure, I do.
But, Mr. President, you noted the United States is bombing Iran again. I mean, you've been bombing Iran for months now. Is this just the new normal for the American people?
No. Well, you know, we're in Vietnam for 19 years. We're here for 4 months. So I think we've done a lot. We've knocked out their Navy in a period of 1 month. We knocked out their Air Force. Their Air Force is non-existent. We knocked out most of their missiles, most of their drones. We knocked out their drone manufacturing capability, about 92%. Their missile capability for manufacturing, we knocked out 89%. And they have a little capability, but they don't have any capability.
That's enough. Yeah, they got capability. And no, you didn't. The Pentagon estimates that only 30% of the missiles have been knocked out. Now, you can say the Pentagon are Qatari agents and they're traitors and they're panicking too. No, the Pentagon told Trump this wasn't going to work. Everybody just ignored that. And Hegg says he wants to arrest the leakers. Well, it's known that it was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, that had another general do it. So that's all just talk, too. They all know. So much of this is like kabuki theater. It's posturing. Now, there's a bunch of these clips, but remember Trump has said, oh, they can close it. We got to get it open. You know, we've only got 4 weeks left in strategic reserves. Well, now they're draining those again. And remember on Friday, it's like, oh, oil's going down. It's all over. The war's over. And on his 80th birthday, a few weeks before at the UFC, I signed it tonight for my birthday. The war is over. What? Iran agreed. Iran goes, no, we didn't. We just agreed to an outline to have negotiations. We agreed to have negotiations. And they asked the Secretary of State and they asked the Vice President. They go, no, they've just agreed to the having meetings on these topics. Nope, Trump, it's all over. The deal's done. How dumb does that make us look? Well, this is negotiation, yes. No, it's not. Even Republicans are criticizing Trump over resumption of Iran war. But, I mean, it never ended. It's like your leg's cut off and blood spraying out, and then they put a Band-Aid on it, and it's still bleeding, and you're like, oh, you're all better now. And you're like, no, my leg's still cut off. Well, you got a Band-Aid there, you know. It fell off, you know, it's on the floor, but and they, like, throw a cotton ball at your leg that's chopped off and blood spraying, you're about to die. It's like, oh, here's a cotton ball. Just throw a few cotton balls at it. They bounce off the pool of blood. And that's what we're dealing with here. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to panic. And this is great. The war is over. Oil prices are low. Inflation's low. Everything's great. Two men can have a baby. The Easter Bunny's real. Keebler elves are real. Santa Claus is real. Okay, fine. I buy it, actually. I love it. Hillary's in Gitmo. Biden was executed on January 20th, 2017. Trump's been the president the whole time. Jack and the Beanstalk's real. Here's Trump. And then we'll dovetail it with an economist breaking down what's happening with Russia and its oil.
If we keep bombing, those ships won't be going. And you're talking about $500, $600, $700 million a day. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. That's why the world is okay. It's liquid. It's fine. Also, we run out of reserves in about 4 weeks. You know, there are reserves all over the world, and we would really run out. And there'll be a time when you wouldn't be able to get it. And you want to see bedlam?
Russian refinery throughput, according to Alexander Seil, has now collapsed to 2.8 million barrels per day from 5.1 million barrels per day in 2022. Their largest refinery is the Omsk, was severely damaged, though not quite yet fully offline. He writes here, gasoline, diesel, and jet shortages are now emerging simultaneously, with multiple crude distillation units, or CDUs, knocked out across the refinery system. There is no quick path to restoring refining capacity. Sustained product imports are becoming Russia's only viable medium-term solution. Good luck with that. Belarus's Mozyr refinery is the Kremlin's best hope for securing up to 90,000 barrels per day of gasoline and a bit of jet and diesel, but it sits just across the Ukrainian border and is itself an obvious strategic target. So let's keep an eye on that as we go forward. This is profound. Russia has now turned from a massive net exporter of diesel, jet fuel, and gasoline, and is now becoming an importer. It's no longer creating supply for the world. It's now creating demand for those products. And this is intense. Russia just a couple days ago announced that it's completely banning diesel exports after the refinery attacks. They say down in the Bloomberg takeaway down there, the decision could further squeeze global fuel markets. You think?
Yeah, you add this to Strait of Hormuz, we're all in deep crap. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, What is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the great gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I want to taper off the military aid within the next 10 years.
You want to taper it off to zero within 10 years?
Yes.
That would be a very dramatic shift.
Well, it's in the works.
So I talked to Bibi just a few minutes ago, and I said, what would you like me to say? He said, Israel's not going to live this way anymore. They're not going to live under threat from Iran anymore.
Netanyahu went on Fox to eulogize Graham and said, don't worry, we don't need your money anymore. We have a new plan. Yeah, to merge with our military and say you co-own all of our weapon systems and the $1 trillion of U.S. weapon sales every year.
The last conversation I had with him, I said, Lindsay, we've come of age. We have a robust economy. We can take care of our
own. We run your Congress now. And
financing our own weapons for the defense of Israel and defense of our common interests with America. So I'm going to phase out the support, the military support for Israel over a period of years and bring it down to zero. We can do it. And he went ballistic. He said, no way, you can't do that, because he was so concerned with our security, which he believed was your security, that he actually fought the prime minister of Israel on keeping America's aid or actually increasing it. And that tells you what kind of a person this extraordinary friend was.
The boldness, the arrogance of this. And again, I don't want to get rid of Israel. I don't want a river to the sea. I don't support the Islamicists, but I cannot support Israel primarying our leaders.
We know why young people are, and, you know, middle-aged people are against the next war, because we'd be the ones fighting it. They're trying to bring back the draft. Screw that. We're not going to fight some other country's wars, are we?
I cannot support Israel openly bragging they basically control our foreign policy and now want domestic control, and 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel, you can't have a government contract or a state job. And if you do get a job, it's a felony in Texas and a bunch of other states. The laws vary, but 38 have the laws. I mean, this is un-American stuff.
The ambassador, who's also a Republican, said, well, you might say that America let Israel survive, but it's Jews who created America. And he goes through, you know, how much of America was based on the Torah, how the original symbol of the United States proposed by Benjamin Franklin was Moses parting the sea, that, you know, many of the original symbols of America come from the Bible. And there are many references to the Bible in the early writings of American patriots. I quote some of them in my book.
Israel gives us as much as we give them. And a lot of Americans never fully understand that.
This is social credit score stuff. When the Democrats do it, I'm against it. When the EU does it, when the UK does it, when Brazil does it, I'm against it. And I'm against it when Republicans are doing this. It's unbelievable. The Defense Authorization Act 2027. Now passed out of committee in the full House. It looks like Israel may get its merger, lifetime fusion, integration. These are all terms, marriage with the U.S. military and intelligence. They got an intelligence bill, does the same thing with Senator Cotton. Unbelievable. Will the Senate sign up this special office that merges everything from research and development right down to battlefield, right down to telemetry, and they call in our military? Equipment and sales of it around the world, $1 trillion of it a year. Man, that is bold. And now it's passed out of both committees and is in the full House, and they got the votes. It's a Bound Report at News Bound, B-O-W-N-E, also at Real Alex Jones on X. I believe that report's been posted. It will be, if not, at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, one word. Very important. So here's the latest on that. This report is at alexjoneslive.com by Kellen McBreen. Breaking, Representative Massey proposes National Defense Authorization Act amendment preventing integration of IDF with U.S. military. That came out today. He's saying he's going to introduce the legislation that deals with Section 219, which is whole other area, and then Section 224 and more. The Kentucky rep believes it doesn't make sense to do that with a country of 10 million people, adding, I've offered an amendment, and so it's going forward, to strip 219. It was called Section 224. I guess a committee, they changed it from that bill. Massey's remarks come days after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admitted on Fox News that his plan to integrate U.S. military and his military with the U.S. forces is in the works. Well, he wrote the sections, and here is the legislation right there for you. You can go to Congress's website, read it for yourself. So we have to have action by Congress, and, of course, then AIPAC, arguably one of the most powerful lobbies, if not the most powerful, will swing into action against anybody in Congress that opposes this. So those, whoever does that needs the backing of the American people on this issue. And you have a lot of Democrats who one of their main issues is not wanting Israel to even exist, and they're all aligned with the Muslims. So when they come out, and it's still a tiny minority of them as well in Congress, criticize it, doesn't have a lot of credibility. But Ron Paul has come out with all his credibility and detailed that this is literally a coup d'etat against our country. We've got some of his statements and articles posted at alexjoneslive.com today on that front as well. So we'll continue to watch that very, very closely as it unfolds. Coming up, tech billionaires are doom prepping. That's the BBC reporting on that. I told you about this years ago, and now it's coming to a head from high-level named sources of the height and preparation for a big event, destructive event, has now gone into feverish preparation. And so we'll be looking at what those events or group of events or event could be coming up. Right now, let's look at Lindsey Graham. So I don't know if he died in Kiev. I know he was reportedly going to be over there for like a week. He flew all the way over there just to be there for 24 hours. And he visited a secret weapons drone factory that was then blown up hours after he was there. Then the hotel he was reportedly staying at got hit at the same time. But then we're told he took the 12-hour trip, even though they're ahead of us. That would add even more time against it. You know, it's later over there than it is here. And then he got a 12-hour trip into Poland, then took a commercial flight back that would take at least 7 hours, and then talked to Trump late Saturday evening before he died. So that was quite a busy day. And so I don't know what the truth is. We've been lied to so much, I think it's fair to ask questions. And I'll get back in this next hour. Then Larry Johnson, who was the deputy head of counterterrorism at the State Department, the CIA, trained much the Pentagon and has all those sources. He said his sources in the situation rooms at the Pentagon, the highest levels of the generals, were saying Sunday that they had heard and were told Graham had died in Ukraine, but that the cause of death was a heart attack and that he might have survived it or just had a heart attack in the stress, and that for Trump didn't want to have that be a red shirt to push us into full war with Russia, waving a red shirt, and so they gave this cover story. Now, that guy isn't known for making stuff up. Kind of a big, big deal. We need updates from him, not just what he said Monday on Mario Nafal. But we'll be getting back into that with Victor Boot coming up in about 20 minutes. But FBI probes senator's death. Now, they tried to say Iran killed him with no evidence. They said Russia did. Iran did put out a Lego AI cartoon making fun of it, that the Grim Reaper came and got him, and next is Laura Loomer. And in fact, we'll play that Laura Loomer clip coming up a little bit later. I mean, Laura Loomer was Mrs. Free Speech and censored, and I knew her and was, you know, I guess, I wouldn't say good friends with her, but, you know, was at events with her and protested Congress with her and got thrown out of committee rooms where they were attacking us, you know, talking about us at the hearing, but we weren't allowed to be there. And then now she's anti-free speech. But I don't support the Iranians basically putting out a Lego video about how she's going to be killed. So that's coming up. I mean, the Iranians are not helping their situation anywhere with all the death to America and the rest of it. And some of you say, well, let's parking lot their ass. Let's nuke them. Like Lindsey Graham said. And like Mark Levin said, well, Trump's even talked about it. Because all the war game studies by our own top war gamers say it causes a regional war that kills the economy on the good end, on the bad end, a nuclear war. And Pakistan said if that happens, they're going to hit Israel with nukes, so is North Korea. Are you starting to get where this leads in escalation? Okay? So, like I said 136 days ago, 137 days ago when this started, if I could hit a button and send the mullahs to the Phantom Zone, I would do it. But that's not happening. It's a very low probability. And would you roll the dice when you've got a 90-plus percent chance of failing, as the Pentagon warned? I go back to that every day because I just stated all this. They had Pentagon leaks about it. There were confirmed leaks. The Trump was warned. Later came out he was. He even said to Graham, yeah, you gave me bad advice. You know, he said to Levin that at events. Boy, I shouldn't have listened to you. God, look what happened. But he still goes forward with it. So, and then the people that warned Trump, we're the bad guys. We're the panickers. We're the idiots. We're the low IQ. Okay, whatever. I don't care about being called low IQ. I'm not like mad like I'm in eighth grade. I'm upset because this is derailing Trump's agenda that overall was good and derailing so much of what we were doing to try to restore freedom. And it's bad for the whole world and starvation from the lack of fertilizer. I mean, it just goes on and on. But to have Graham, first it was 20 FBI agents. Now they're saying there's 40. They've been in his house for days. What's going on here? Because you wouldn't be in there for days if you thought it was just foul play. Are they looking for something? Did he have files like J. Edgar Hoover? I mean, who knows? This is all very suspicious. FBI probes senator's death. Did you see anything unusual? They've asked the neighbors. Staffer in Baltimore called 911 after he called her. FBI enters Senator Lindsey Graham's Capitol Hill home again after sudden death of Republican Hawk. So they were already there Sunday and Monday, and now they're back in it right now. There's footage of that. They say 40 of them. They're talking to all the neighbors over and over again. They're appear to be taking things in and out of the building. I doesn't look good to me. I don't know what to make of it. It could be anything. Chilling questions FBI is asking Lindsey Graham's neighbors as 20 agents, now it's 40, to sit on his home as senator's final moments spark fear. And that is what USA Today and U.S. News and World Report, and they're all basically reporting the same thing. FBI agents grilled Lindsey Graham's neighbors on Monday, and it's continuing today, about what they saw the night he died as speculation swirled after his recent visit to Kiev and criticism of Iran. One neighbor told the Daily Mail that no less than six agents questioned him about whether he had seen anything out of the ordinary in the hours leading up to Graham's death at the age of 71 Saturday night. And it goes on to the agents descending on Graham's quiet street on Capitol Hill for further investigation after the FBI visited the scene. Graham's spokesman said the cause of death was aortic dissection, that means it blew up, due to cardiovascular disease, according to preliminary findings by the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office. Graham asked a staffer again to call 911 after reporting chest pains, GOP senator says, written all this secondhand. Senator Tuberville reveals former staffer dialed 911 for Lindsey Graham. Nick Fuentes explains why Lindsey Graham's sudden passing is very suspicious after getting back from Ukraine. I think it is all very suspicious. But before we get to the Laura Loomer latest threat from Iran, I mean, Laura Loomer being threatened by Iran, you just can't make this stuff up. But you can show that she's making a lot of friends over there. Here's a comedian on Lindsey Graham, because I think we deserve to have something a little bit lighthearted with all this darkness.
Lindsey Graham died. And I know some of you are like, who is she? Lindsey was a senator for Israel and occasionally hung out in South Carolina. He was known for laughing like a schoolgirl while also supporting bombing them. I know some people are going to be like, wow, making jokes about the dead. No, I'm not going to mock him because I support LGBTQ. I love my gay friends and family, but Lindsey was a special kind of gay. He was gay for Israel, you know? He was a man who liked a package, you know what I mean? He was Mossad's ladybug. He's the only queer person I knew of who supported carpet bombing Iran. I called him the gay of Hormuz. Ironically, he didn't support gay marriage, which just means he was a playa. He was senator for 23 years, which apparently is God's term limit, and his age setting on Grindr. I hope I don't go to hell for these jokes, because I don't want to meet him. Lindsey Graham died before Mitch McConnell. That's not funny. I lost $500 on Kelce. It was basically a race between the two. The tortoise and the bear. I actually found out that Lindsey died because I was on the phone with Mitch McConnell earlier. And he was like, I was like, Mitch, speak in Morse code. He's like, and then we called Lindsey on three-way. And he's like, three-way? I love that more than I love Israel. First Plattner and then Lindsey. It was a bad week for the Graham crackers. Oh, do you think God hates that joke or does he want schmore? Sorry, call the grammar police. It doesn't make sense that he suddenly died. He didn't have a terminal illness. He didn't recently meet with J.D. Vance. He was 71, but appeared youthful and energetic, like most older gay men who are just cruising. And then he suddenly fell ill after a trip to Ukraine where he was signing aggressive sanctions for Russia. But no one in Russia is known for poisoning anyone. Oh, you really think poison was Putin his drink? Ooh, Moscow Mule, my favorite. Let's be honest. He was a war criminal. That's why he got cardiac arrested. I'm aware these jokes are bad. Trust me, I already posted them on Twitter. And a fan replied, "This is so wrong. I had a ticket purchased for your show, and now I'm not coming." Man, just like South Carolina, now there's another empty seat. I don't normally make this many jokes about the dead, but I know posting this is going to make a lot of people happy on IG. So I guess you could say this one's for the gram. No filter.
All right. Lindsey Graham was an ever-Trumper. Lindsey Graham was a rhino, Israel operative, globalist. And I just hope and pray we can get somebody into his seat who is America first. And that's where I stand on that. Now, Victor Boot is coming up. He wasn't with us last week, but with us this week. Perfect time on the huge developments in Ukraine, Russia, Lindsey Graham, the Middle Eastern war exploding now clearly into a regional war, as the experts predicted it would. And then we're going to get into the globalists are accelerating, prepping for a big event, an earth-changing cataclysm or cataclysms. I've talked about this for a long time, but we've got huge inside sources that have gone public and are naming specifically what's happening and what's being prepared for. This is a big deal. Also, we have Bill Gates and the UN with the WEF coming in with the World ID and admitting it. We have the video of that. It is all coming up. And then we have also admissions all over Europe, all over the UK, and now in New York, those churches getting firebombed, beautiful old cathedrals. It's the left and Muslims doing it, of course. And Mondami hasn't criticized any of it. And we have Mondami running around saying, outlaw prisons and outlaw billionaires take their wealth. Trump responded, we have the video, saying Democrat socialism must be criminalized, leaders deported. Well, what do you do when a group wants to overthrow the system and put in a tyranny? How do you deal with that within the system when they ignore the system? But with all the authoritarian things I've seen Trump do, like supporting 38 states passing laws that if you criticize Israel in any way, you can't get a state contract for painting a school or fixing plumbing or building a road. Texas, one of the most egregious, along with Florida laws, seriously unconstitutional. So how are you going to deport U.S. citizens like Mondami Trump? Denaturalize them? We do need to meet these people head on and expose who they are and all the government funding they're getting and the Democrats give themselves. We need to cut the money off to the people. But I don't think you become a totalitarian to counter totalitarian, though that is the tendency of where all this goes. So we have those shocking clips and developments coming up as well, and so much more. Some of the highlights of the press conference Trump just had with the Iraqi prime minister. Some very good questions got asked, similar to what I asked yesterday. Oh, is this going to be like Vietnam? Well, yeah, it lasted 19 years. This is going to last probably like that, too. Well, it wasn't 19 years, Trump. It was 11, if you count 64 as the beginning. But 11 is too long, too, right? Any of this is too long, as we predicted. So we're going to go to break, come back with Victor Boot. We have so much more as well, some big Epstein updates that I forgot that I need to get to that are huge, and more today. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely excited about this. You know we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric. And it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this works better than Advil. Including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these, and whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This Raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay. So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle. So 2 month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody. You just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new ultimate liquid turmeric tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. The natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan-friendly, GMO-free, and gluten-free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only. No additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the T-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New liquid ultimate turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two, jam-packed with key intel straight ahead.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes, smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon, Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
To cover this hour, then we open the phones up after that with special guest announced later in the fourth hour on this live Tuesday, July 14th, 2026 transmission. Victor Boot didn't join us last week, so he's got a lot to catch up on the last 2 weeks. He joins us now, former political prisoner, international businessman, soldier, elected regional leader, and he predicted 6 months ago that Russia's patience would tire and that they would start warning the West they were going to hit NATO targets outside of Ukraine. And now you've seen some of the biggest bombardments yet, and Russia's signaling that they no longer trust that the West has any intention of ever ending this, as Lavrov and Putin said, and how dare you lecture, as Putin said, and you have more of the refining capacity being damaged, which also hurts the West and exacerbates what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz, which is sending shockwaves to the energy markets and causing major inflation. And with the economy stalling and prices going up, that's called stagflation, the worst possible combination we haven't seen since the late 1970s. We have the mysterious death of Lindsey Graham. We can get Victor Boot's breakdown and take on that. We can tie it into all the latest developments in Iran as well, and so much more. But this is continuing to escalate. Victor, nice to have you here with us. Some stations don't join us till after this short break, but I'd like to just get a prelude of some of the, obviously we'll talk about the topics I just raised, but other places you'd like to go, please, sir.
Okay, greetings from Russia. Well, as you already mentioned, really the death of Lindsey Graham puzzled not only you, but everybody else, especially that the same night he was visiting that underground secret factory producing drones, there was a huge attack by missiles exactly on that factory underground. And as you said, nobody knows now for sure. We just, again, it's a theory, not a confirmed facts. But definitely, if you add, you know, all these facts, very strange circumstances that Lindsey Graham, right on returning from Ukraine, apparently dead from some heart attack, unknown disease who kills him. And just, 10 hours ago, he was still, you know, alive, kicking and threatening Russia with the sanctions from hell. Well, another, you know, this is one take. Definitely whether he was a collateral victim of attack or not. What I thought, honestly, when I see this news, I said, interesting. Let's us imagine, what if globalists really decide to send Trump a message and orchestrate such a scenario when one of his confidants, because the Lindsey Graham, as we know, was very important for the Trump team, or for Trump personally, not only partner on his golf courses, but also a man who fixed many, many problems in the Congress or Senate, as a matter of fact, for him. And that was a definitely a huge loss for the Trump. How the Trump will, you know, take it further. So if globalists decide really to send a kind of strong message and push Trump deeper and deeper in his side, then definitely death of Lindsey Graham would be one of these messages. It's just my, you know, humble opinion. So it's not a, I would say, any fact proven, just, you know, train of thoughts. Well, at the same time, if we look back, what is a Ankara meeting? We're coming back to this NATO summit in Ankara. Very, very important thing which we understood, and this was publicly announced by our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sergei Lavrov, that basically through the embassy of United States delivered ultimatum to Russia. And this ultimatum have like 5 points, one of them to cease immediately all fighting across the front lines.
Victor, we got a break. Back in 60, let's come back to where you were and recap and continue. Definitely things are escalating quickly. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Follow him on X at Real Victor.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You, I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. You tease me. Use you up and throw you away. You fire, stay in
the high. All right, Lindsey Graham was only in Ukraine for a day. He got in trouble for using governmental flights and taking foreign money, so he reportedly did fly their commercial. It's a 12-hour trip out of Poland to where he went on a train. How he got out and got back to D.C., supposedly talked to Trump right before he died of a aortic rupture of the Widowmaker. People have a lot of questions. Then the FBI sent in a bunch of agents Sunday, Monday, today. They were questioning over and over again the neighbors. Iran put out celebratory promo videos, you know, Lego cartoon, AI. They say Laura Loomer's next. They didn't say they killed him, but they definitely are playing into that. I haven't seen any evidence that they killed him. Would the globalists take him out to send a message to Trump? They have obviously tried to say the Russians poisoned him. We don't have any evidence of that. I'm not saying he might not actually be a target. Russia said on May 25th that diplomats and politicians and U.S. personnel should all get out of Ukraine, particularly any government buildings or facilities in Kiev or other major cities. So Russia has said that they're getting ready to start striking or looking at striking targets outside of Russia where weapons are being made and weapons are being massed to then be brought in an attack inside, deep inside Russia with intensifying attacks on civilian targets, oil infrastructure, energy infrastructure, and more, which economists have pointed out. Russia's now cutting back on exports of diesel and other energy, which will hurt the rest of the world as well, compounding what's happening with Strait of Hormuz, which is closed. Trump says it's open. It is not. The U.S. has sunk two tankers in the last 24 hours. The Iranians blew up a large tanker, damaged a bunch of others. So the Battle of Hormuz is on. Trump has been advised by the Israelis. The Pentagon has publicly said it's a terrible idea to try to send in ground forces into a place that's like God designed it to be a trap for any invading army. The entire country is a fortress surrounded by mountains, but particularly the Strait of Hormuz. So Trump is in a stalemate with Iran, and every day this goes on, it's worse for the global economy. It's also bad for Iran, but they are dug in, and it was much worse for them during the Iran-Iraq war, the U.S. financed and funded and directed. And so I don't expect them to fall anytime soon, if ever, as the Pentagon also told Trump 137 days ago, or really 140-plus days ago. They even leaked it to the New York Times that the chairman told Trump, don't do it. And we also have Russia launching more attacks overnight. I sent that footage to the crew. Smoking skylines, 3,000-ton bombs being dropped, as you see there, on Ukrainian positions. The Ukrainians have admit that they basically have folded troop-wise and just used soldiers basically as cannon fodder to absorb Russian munitions, literally feeding them to the machine. And you also have the Ukrainians now saying they're going to rely purely on robots soon. That's being escalated. Lindsey Graham was touring one of those secret facilities literally less than a day before he reportedly died. Now, I want to play a clip from yesterday in a few minutes, but I want Victor Whitfield to speak first, of Larry Johnson, who was the deputy head of counterterrorism at the State Department, before that the CIA. He is credited, if you just look up mainstream news articles, in the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s, training CENTCOM, training Army Special Operations in counterterrorism, and basically wrote the book and has sources in the Pentagon. He says his sources at the Pentagon, perhaps we should play this now, actually, he says his sources at the Pentagon said that the generals believed Sunday that he had died in Ukraine and that he was actually there. They said they didn't know if he died in the strikes or died of a heart attack, but reportedly they were told he was dead in the country from the Ukrainian sources. Why would Trump then cover that up? Well, he doesn't want an escalation, at least on the surface, with Russia. He at least has, on the surface, been against escalation. We don't know, but the FBI running around like chickens with their heads cut off the last 3 days, talking to the neighbors sometimes up to six times each, asking them if they saw anybody or any, you know, really shows they're trying to pin this on somebody or something's going on. But here's Larry Johnson, extremely credible, on Mario Nafal's program yesterday, saying this is what he heard from high-level Pentagon sources in the Situation Rooms.
Suffered a heart attack when he was hearing explosions in Kyiv is something he's probably never heard before.
But why would they lie about that? Why would they?
Why do they lie about anything? I mean, show me, you know, we just talked about how they're lying about the Strait of Hormuz being open.
Yeah, but that's
one more lie.
Yeah, I'm saying usually there's a reason to lie. You want to lie to make it seem you're winning a war, to manipulate markets.
Yeah, so why? You want to admit that you're the number one senator, proponent of Ukraine, died in Ukraine in the aftermath of the Russian military strikes? Well, that doesn't fit the narrative too well. And all I can tell you is I've also heard from people with had access to the Pentagon, to generals in the command center, National Military Command Center. They were walking around talking today saying he died in Kyiv.
When did he visit the drone factory? I'm curious. Can you tell me again?
Friday afternoon, but I don't know the time.
So if you've got Friday afternoon, so let me see. Because he might have visited. So when do you think he left Kyiv to Poland?
The earliest he could have left would have been the following morning, Saturday morning. But again, think, why would Graham fly 20 hours, fly and take a train for 20 plus hours to do just a tour of a drone factory, and then the next morning get back up and repeat that whole 20, 21-hour journey?
And I looked it up. They're 8 hours ahead of D.C. there. So that puts it as later there. So that's more time he's got to catch up. I've looked at, talked to a lot of people. I don't think he could have gotten back. But at this point, it's still speculation. So Victor, let's start over. Some stations weren't carrying earlier segment. Let's talk about this. Let's look at Russia's posture, obviously getting more aggressive as NATO's gotten more aggressive, now starting to move up to match that on the escalation ladder. And then where that trajectory goes, and then let's look at Trump's delusional statements. And, boy, I sure wish our president wasn't like this, saying the strait's open, the oil's at record levels, and everything's fine, and we've won, and we're going to get 20% toll. And then that was 24 hours ago. Now he says, oh, now we're not going to take the toll because he can't enforce it. I mean, this is just total bleed out of U.S. credibility. And if you study the way our leaders behave in the past, they'll tend to double down when looking foolish. This is a crisis reaching critical mass. So Victor Boot, real Victor Boot on X. Victor, your take on Graham and then leading into all this.
Well, as again, let's go for the timeline. As I, you know, mentioned you just, you know, before this commercial break. So basically, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, you know, on the press conference while he was in Africa on the 9th of, you know, July, said that America delivered ultimatum through the embassy of United States in Moscow. Think of this. We're talking, it's happened at least a couple of days before that. So we're talking about between 7 and 8, this ultimatum was, you know, delivered. And since Minister of Foreign Affairs was in charge to announce it publicly, which means its rejection of this ultimatum. Then we see Lindsey Graham on 10th on Kiev, and apparently on the 11th he is dead. Now, seeing that, what's happening, that Russia really never stop the massive attacks on the critical military and logistic infrastructure. A part of those hits in the Kiev of the weekend on the 10th, 11th, 12th, you know, 13th, and today 14th, there is a steal. Russia do it at its own will because Ukraine capital do not have any Patriot PAC-3 interceptors, so all ballistic missiles are literally going unchallenged. So the same true for the infrastructure in the Odessa seaport, where just this morning, you know, the Russian Ministry of Defense announced they hit the fuel storage in the port facility near to the main port in Odessa, and also the couple, one tanker and one cargo ship he was about to dock. So this is a sign that Russia really now passed from warning and trying to expect any feedback or open any channel, you know, at least functional. Since the ultimatum was delivered, an answer was said no. We're seeing this two track going parallel to each other. Trump again restarted attacking Iran, and Iran shut down the Hormuz Strait. Ukraine before was trying to sell its advertised new 40 days huge massive deep strikes in Russia, which is, as you mentioned, definitely will bring a problem with the fuel supply to the world market, because Russia already announced, our Ministry of Energy and the Vice Prime Minister says that they are now put in function the ban for export of diesel and the gas. So, and Russia was one of the biggest diesel supplier to the Western markets. So this definitely will push up the prices. So here we are on this escalation ladder, where now we don't expect anything happening on this mediator team, because none of them exist. Despite the attempts of the president of Turkey, Erdogan, to say, well, we will welcome any negotiations. And then we're seeing that, look, how you negotiate or why you need to send Kushner or Witkoff to Moscow, because basically, you know, if American embassy already delivered it ultimatum. So this ultimatum basically was giving Russia time frame till the end of the month to stop the military action on the front line, exchange all prisoners all for all, then they exchange all data of the dead bodies, DNA for the analysis, and then, you know, start negotiations without precondition, which is a non-starter from the Russia, because precondition was exactly the reason why the Russian government started, you know, this operation in February 2022. And now we see that, of course, Russia went also to all the measures to stop, which you are showing now, that this was a bust in several cities, when actually the British Secret Services, through the Ukrainian intelligence, trying to attack strategic also facilities in Russia using these drones, which they smuggle from Ukraine through the Europe, through Poland, Belarus to Russia, assemble them.
And just to interrupt, for radio listeners and TV viewers, we're showing a Russian report that they intercepted hundreds of drones being smuggled in and captured the Ukrainian intelligence operatives that did it. They were planning major attacks, not just on Russian military bases, but on their families' apartment buildings, and they now are showing the evidence.
So our counterintelligence are working very hard, basically 24/7 nonstop, and this is not only the first case. Every day there is a bust of this organization. They finally figure out how to detect those problematic zone, and at least we see this would be another, you know, attempt like they did on our strategic forces. But now, finally, our forces and our law enforcement also learn a lot.
So you're saying that they've been stopping new Operation Spiderwebs?
Correct. That's exactly, it was a part of that. But this time, if the spyware was just, you know, kind of the quickly, you know, organized and orchestrated, despite this took a long time preparation, here we see all these critical parts delivered from Canada, from England, assembled there. So it's a basically, you know, a real reason for the war with the West, because look, you're trying to attack with the weapons you smuggle in. And then you are complaining that if we go and start striking you, it's like we don't have a reason. And basically, look, since this ultimatum was delivered, it's clear, you know, at least all masks went off. We are here in very critical period. And I guess very soon you will see that Russia will go for the unexpected moves. And despite Ukraine now, as we discussed with you before, will plan also to surprise Russia by surprise attack, whether on Belarus, whether for another Russian region, or maybe for Crimea when they want to, you know, just break up some line, reach some coast, or put a kind of the Marines to, you know, finally go on the beaches of Crimea, put the flag and do some pictures. Definitely only for their political purposes, has no any military sense. What happened?
So you predicted months ago they would pull stunts in Crimea. They've since done that, but it's right. Admitted that Russia is making the largest gains so far from the east into the west. So I know the Russians probably leadership hasn't decided the exact moves, but just as a private citizen and military expert, looking at the trajectory, what does your gut tell you the timeline is for Russia to start striking targets, say, in Poland?
Well, I don't think the Russia on present situation will strike Poland the first, because now the Poland has its own problem with Ukrainian. Finally, they woke up and realized, oh, this is exactly the same Nazi who was exterminating and do ethnical cleansing during World War II, killing hundreds and hundreds.
And you might fill them in on that controversy. Obviously, the Poles knew that. Russia in the last month said we're getting ready to invade part and hit you. Looks like Poland used what they already knew as a way in detente to push back into Russia and say, look, we'll start de-escalating. Or am I hoping too much there?
Well, look, we're still thinking that the among all the crazy European leaders and the governments, at least the Polish government, somewhat, you know, reasonable, at least maybe not on their foreign minister, but at least president sounds realistic. Yes, he still is anti-Russian, but we don't care if he is anti-Russian. He will mind own, you know, Polish interests. Sooner or later, he will realize that Russia is a strategic neighbor just there.
And because for people that don't know, it's not just a military threat. You've talked about this a year ago, but Ukraine is running all sorts of scams, frauds, drugs, money laundering, murder, and farming scams, right?
Correct. And now they're going to get the same challenges which Ukraine was trying to do against the Russian population and Russian economy, which would bring them a huge problem into the Poland, into our countries, and let them deal with this. But I believe that the first strikes of Russia on the West would be somewhere between the, you know, Germany, England, and the France, just to show all those, you know, coalition of the willing, those three very merry and gay partners. You know, we're talking about Macron, Merz, and whoever now come a new leader of the Britain. You know, I keep, you know, struggling to memorizing names of the new prime minister, which is in Britain. You know, it's a funny thing. So I guess couple strikes within the facilities who producing armaments for Ukraine, which is in fact British or German armaments. They're just putting the labels made in Ukraine. So you are in direct conflict with us. We have the all international rights to destroy those targets. And then we will see whether America will still have a guts to, you know, answer for the, if they will try to invoke Article 5 of the NATO Charter.
Now, well, this is really important. So you're an expert. Let's flesh this out. Russia on the escalation ladder, and I've studied this, said to Poland last few months, you're the main staging area. We're looking to hit that. If you don't start making some noises and backing off a little bit and saying we're not going to be the main conduit, you want to be the first target. Poland starts making moves saying no. And then now Russia, I've seen in the news, state media is saying, okay, well, look at British bases, French bases, you know, other things. Will they hit depots in third-party or other closer NATO countries, or do you think they would be as bold, the Russians, you, to hit actually inside the UK, inside France, inside Germany?
Correct. I think the Russia will have no choice but to hit inside UK, Germany, and France, like a very limited, you know, strikes, not nuclear at all, just to damage those Ukrainian facilities, so claimed. So there is would be no arguments that we are attacking their military. You are openly declared, I mean, the Germans, French, and Brits, that this are Ukrainians' factory. Okay, if it's Ukrainians, we have a full right to hit them. And now you explain to your public. Then eventually what can follow up, that since we're seeing how the Russia started actively destroy and attacking the all ships going to Ukrainian ports, that definitely would be another blockade, because Ukrainian tried to play the game and start hitting, you know, other ships, including Turkish ones, you know, without even checking who is who. So this definitely will cause a problem with the Black Sea navigation. But look, it's not Russia who started it. We've been asking and negotiating and telling and explaining to Turkish counterparts, to European counterparts, hey, keep this aside. You remember there was a grain deal, which was, again, used just to smuggle more weapons to Ukraine. Now it's all over. So what Ukraine will do if they attack Belarus, Russian territory, Crimea, or maybe try to recapture Zaporozhye nuclear power plant, well, then definitely would be a very, very massive, you know, counter-attacks and counter.
So what Russia is saying is more spiderweb attacks, more attacks on the nuclear power plant, more big attacks on Moscow. The red line is there. We're going to start hitting targets. And I was looking at, I was going to say, if I was the Russians, it's less of an escalation than actually hitting inside the UK or France or Germany, which I know Russia said they'll do. Would be sinking NATO cargo ships, bringing in the weapons. I would expect that to be Russia's next move.
Well, I guess if there would be another big attack on our refineries, I would be not surprised to seeing that refineries in Germany or Britain would be also attacked. Or Russia also can attack Rotterdam, huge and very important hub for energy in Europe, and to say, okay, for every attack of our refineries, five of your refineries would be also attacked. Let's go. Let's play and see who can endure more, who can last more. So if they want this game, they can have it.
Yes,
and this is an issue.
And then let's speak to this. I know they've got some unnamed missiles and other named missiles, these special ballistic missiles that have gone right through the defenses. I notice Russia has done demonstrations of these hitting government buildings and weapons depots without even having warheads in them. And you see the facilities with perfect holes right in the top. You know, illustrating that, I would imagine that will probably be the types of weapons that would be used on European targets.
Well, eventually, look, I can't really predict which one they're going to choose, but they definitely will make sure that this would be limited more kind of the demonstrator attacks to show the public and the states, hey, you want the war inside Russia? Guess what? Now the war coming to your place. And that's will definitely change the public perception. Okay, are you ready for the war? If not, why are you then pushing the war, or why are you trying to push your population to the war if you are not ready? Correct? If you want to fight and you're not ready, don't start the trash talking to Russia. That's the period. And this is an issue now. Look, basically, we finally exhausted all the means of diplomacy. Nothing works. We've been, you know, duped, fooled, and played over and over again. Finally, the enormous patience of our government is very close to finish. And I will tell you that the public opinion patience is finished at least, last year.
So, and you predicted that 2 weeks ago, that soon we'd hear announcements from the Russian leadership. Lavrov and Putin both said what you just said last Friday. We'll be right back with Victor Boot as we turn towards the Middle East and the Strait of Hormuz being closed.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan went to have a dinner. He goes, about 3 years ago. You're fat. You're your own enemy. He go. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, but didn't really wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. Talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals, it is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water. You're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShipStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Revenge beneath me. Lost within my plans for life. It all seems so unreal.
There's a real normalcy bias going on here. We have millions of people dead in the conflicts that NATO and the globalists have openly started. And these very same globalist interests are literally trying to demoralize and bankrupt and break down our societies. They believe they're insulated from all the crises they've created, but I have all these mainstream news articles that I can confirm from inside sources are accurate. After Victor Boot leaves, I'll get to these. With the billionaires literally fleeing to New Zealand and Argentina and everywhere else, building giant bunkers, and Zuckerberg building billion-dollar bunkers and having huge yachts and support ships that are actually to flee during collapse to the ocean. You've got top advisors to the billionaires going public saying they're gone into fever mode over all this. I have, you know, off record met with some of the billionaire folks over the years, and they're not ever there trying to get me to do something. The meetings I've agreed to have, they are asking me what I think about the future because my views on the future are respected. And they just want to talk about, can society be saved? You see Elon Musk publicly talking about that with me in interviews and elsewhere. He legitimately is very concerned about the trajectory of things as well, but he still goes along with the military-industrial complex because they would shut him down in a second if he didn't. But there are a lot of people in the system don't like where this is going, but the general public, 80-plus percent are against these wars, so they've got the right idea, but they still think Russia is like Mars or Pluto. They think Iran is, you know, a whole other galaxy, billions of light years away. It's not. And the Russian submarines filled with all those missiles, nuclear hydrogen bombs, are just off our coast. Ours are off their coast. And then you see Trump's amateur understanding of the military, which he admits he doesn't really understand it. 6 months ago, going, oh, Russia, you better watch it. I just put a nuclear submarine off your coast. And Russia had fired back and said, yeah, we're tracking 35 of them right now. What does that mean? I mean, it's just, oh, I got a nuclear sub off your coast. Uh-huh. And there's a bluebird out in the tree over there. I mean, it's all very childish. I quit counting it over 50 times. Trump said the war's over, regime's changed, Strait is open. He said it's open again today. I showed his Truth Social. No, oil's flowing better than ever. That's not true. You've got a bunch of blown up ships and multiple sunken ships by both sides. So if anybody, Iran lets ships through, the U.S. sinks them. If the U.S. tells ships come on through, they sink them. We can show you footage of that. The Iranians saying anybody doesn't get authorization, we'll sink you. So this is a total disaster. But I want to put bookends on Russia and obviously get rid of Starmer. That's happened. But you've got, you know, the rest of this club in Germany and France and everywhere wanting war. And it's we're sleepwalking into doom here. And, you know, even myself, that's very aware of how we're the closest to midnight on the doomsday clock by the groups that track that we've ever been. Still, it is otherworldly. And it seems like a dream or a nightmare. And that's what happens in history. And then you wake up in total destruction. World War II killed hundreds of millions of people. This, if it continues to boil, will kill billions. And it is believed by our own establishment that this is a probability, not a possibility. And so I can tell you, not just Peter Thiel, but a bunch of these people have evacuated the United States. A lot of the European elites have moved their families out of Europe. That is not a good sign. A lot of the big billionaires are spending most of their time now on their 400-foot yachts that are the size of cruise liners. And they I told you this years ago that James Cameron, the first guy I learned about like 20 years ago, thought this would happen then. And that's why he writes it off looking for sunken ships, the Titanic, but really he has a whole fleet of ships because he doesn't even think New Zealand's safe. He's got bunkers there. So that's a long introduction, Victor. It's just that we have all the preparations here for a Dr. Strangelovian doomsday event, and I just don't see why the Western elites, even though they know they're in grave danger, it's like there's some invisible force driving them. I guess that's Satan. Doing this, can you speak to the madness and other ideas to de-escalate this, and then we'll turn the time we have to the disaster in the Middle East?
Well, you're absolutely right. You've been talking for many years, if not decades, about runaway civilization and all these elites who actually start building these bunkers in New Zealand or in Chile and Argentina for a very long time ago, and they try to evacuate. Well, as you correctly also mentioned, what is the reason? What is the logic behind why these elites want to destruction of their wealth? Well, if logically that you are independent actors, then yes, it's applied to you. Why you want your kids or your country to be destroyed? But if you are someone who've been grown up, groomed, and, you know, put on the position by either Soros organization or through the Epstein, you know, system, you're definitely there on hook for this global cabal, those who are behind the scenes, all masters who orchestrated and actually, you know, manipulating all these leaders like a puppet masters, playing and telling them what to do, and they have no choice to comply. Look on these European leaders. Look on the Zelensky. Well, we are really in a very bad horror movie when these clowns basically playing and openly, they're not even trying to hide that they're clowns. And this is, as you said, went out of any acceptable limits. And I guess this one of the plan of the globalists, to really shatter your capacity to even understand or wrap your mind around what's going on by putting this kind of the creep show every day before our eyes. So sooner or later, we will be all saying, why on earth they're doing this? But this is exactly their purpose. This is exactly how they want us to completely be confused as and disorientated. Because look, major part of the efforts in this especially conflict with Ukraine, we're seeing exactly also very important role, which is information wars playing even in the Iran conflict. It's basically now the, I would say, center of gravity went from battlefield to the perception who is winning, who is losing, and matters or facts on the ground are not matters anymore because you are will consider what you see on the screen, what they're going to feed you. And this is how those who are responsible to feed us, you know, keeping this diet, you know, properly, you know, orchestrated or properly, you know, mixture.
Crisis creation, hysteria, flip-flopping daily. This is truly correct. What George correct. Orwell wrote about in 1984.
Correct. Because, look, if you are confused, and this is their idea. Look, if you will study and analyze how you're going to control the mass perception, how the, your, you know, advertisement work for the past 40, 50 years, how they sell us the consumer goods, how they sell us their, you know, unsuccessful policies. It's always about creating you so-called mosaic perception of the news. They will put you some unrelated facts and they put some horror news inside and then you're confused because your human nature will revolt to saying, how come you're showing me, you know, blood scenes where somebody killed someone on the streets, and at the same time you're bringing up advertisement of the Pepsi Cola or pizza. So this create on our subconscious level a very confused response, and this is where we are most vulnerable. We don't know how to act. We don't know what to make out of it. We just think, oh, maybe this is a just, you know, night bed dream, and we wake up into the normal reality.
It creates catatonic uncertainty. Do you think Trump, with his accelerated flip-flopping, is on purpose trying to create uncertainty? Because he says, oh, the economy's great, we're wonderful, everything's good, but changes his story on a daily or even multi-time daily. He didn't really do that before, or do you think that's because he knows he's in a dead-end trap, doesn't have an off-ramp, he thinks? Because, I mean, if, by that rule, we know the globalists do that to demoralize us, but what do you think Trump's doing? Do you think he knows he's demoralizing the whole world?
I think, you know, there is, you know, two scenarios. First of all, as you said, eventually Trump knows there is no any good, you know, way out from this situation because he already led himself into this trap of globalists. Or he's controlled by them, or they have something on it, and the public disclosure will cause him a huge damage, political or otherwise. So for him, what he's flip-flopping, it's like, you know, he is trying to please the both sides. He's trying also to give something to the globalists, at the same time give something to his base, and then still talk about peace, at the same time attacking Iran. This is exactly what we see all these information wars tactics is a confusion. So I guess he is not just doing it intuitively. This is the entire plan to always keep everybody on their toes without knowing what is the next move of Trump will be, because you can't really listen what he's saying, because several minutes later it would be say, no, I never said this. and we just need to watch what he's doing. But definitely one thing is clear, that at least what he was bragging about or trying to sell himself, like he's going to stop the Ukrainian-Russia conflict started by the Biden very quick or whatever he said. He went to Anchorage meeting and, you know, agreed basically with the Russians how they're going to sort it out is not materializing. And if Trump cannot keep his word, why on earth we will, you know, even speak to him? So if he is really... And I guess he knows perfectly the real situation of economy, real situation of the global economy, what's happening within the United States, with their even oil reserve, that they've been burning them so quick that the underground strategic oil reserves start collapsing because they've been so empty. So they can't anymore be useful. And that, you know, eventually we discussed with you, there is a, only two scenarios. That's the first one we said. Oh, the second one, he said, okay, never mind the midterm election. We're going to declare the war, what you call it, the emergency law. And then, you know, what heck of election.
Civil emergency, martial law, and Trump's now.
Martial law, correct. Martial law, and then there is no anymore democratic election. Then everybody uses Zelensky and their, I would say, blueprint how to control power without having any, you know, rights for it. And you're going to do following. You're going to declare martial law. You're going to set, you declare, you know, war to many countries and keep fighting all these countries. And then you basically can shut down all your opposition. If there is no election, you cannot be held responsible.
And Victor, we talked months ago, if he's getting ready to do that, and there's been noises coming out of the White House of that, he would then come out and say, oh, it's true, 2020 was manipulated by a foreign government. He hasn't said yet, but now he's going to address the nation, a rare event, an actual address about the 2020 election and a foreign government. I've tried to find out. No one is talking. No one is saying they know. Some are saying it looks like it might be China through the voting machines out of Taiwan and Venezuela, probably Venezuela. But this, and undoubtedly some of that went on, but this is what he would do ahead of an election, if not the midterms. The next one coming up, and he told Zelensky he's interested in doing that because Zelensky's canceled elections for a long time. And so you spoke about this over a year ago, actually, and now we're seeing some signs that they're laying the groundwork of this. And then we saw Trump all footsie, suddenly very buddy-buddy with Zelensky at NATO, cozying up with him. As soon as Lavrov and Putin saw that, they said, okay, yeah, we know you're not serious. And so even the optics of that, that's a lot to unpack. What do you say?
Yeah, and not only this, because look, Zelensky, it's like when you went to the cult or some, you know, using the drugs, become too addictive. Think of this. If Zelensky is sitting and basically having a lavish lifestyle when all his Ukrainian, you know, patsy in Europe buying left and right the most expensive villas, most expensive cars, jewelry and all this, you know, plus, okay, you come to Kyiv.
Let's be clear. He's bought billion-dollar ski resorts in the U.S.
Correct. Now, think of this. So what do you think about a leader of the European country like Macron or like, you know, anybody else thinking, oh, hell, I cannot afford to go and just get what I want, you know, buy drugs or have a hooker. I better go to Kyiv and get anything I want. Okay, including, you know, completely crazy stuff. So for them, Zelensky now is a role model because how you're going to get to power and always keep it. First of all, when you're there, you make sure that the media you control fully. Then you go after your opposition, eliminate them one by one, jail them, kill them, poison them, do whatever you want, send them in exile. You know, put your opposition also, send them in exile if a foreign power will object like he did with his general Zaluzhny, who is a so-called ambassador in Britain with his presidential ambition. And then all his clique is just, you know, trying to extend this war to a little bit, you know, make some more money, some more couple billion money, which is coming from where? From sky? No, it's sent by the taxpayers. And if Britain and Germany is saying we have to cut our, you know, healthcare programs, we have to shut down our social...
they can't even produce energy to make Mercedes. So in the time we have left, since you did predict all of this...
And send all the money, Think of this, why the European leaders are so eager to send this money to Ukraine?
Because they're laundering it back.
They're going to get a cash back. They're going to get kickback. I don't know whether it's 10%, 20%, 70%, or half.
Zelensky said a year ago that 50% goes back in a speech.
Okay. 50%. So think of this. It's a fantastic business. Where on the world you as a leader will get this kind of the uncontrolled and tax returns? Man, then you buy anything you want on the third country, and just when you're done, you turn as a president.
Yeah, it shows what a thug he is. He shows what a thug he is. They were criticizing him in Europe and the U.S. for keeping a bunch of the money, and he said, hey, you better watch it. The exact quote was, 53% goes back to you, and they all shut up. They all shut up. So let me raise this in closing. You pointed out a few weeks ago that they bombed and tried to kill the guy that ran the criminal call centers that they admitted running all these scams, not just against Russia, but Poland, you know, Americans, the whole world, they're doing it. Just every criminal enterprise you can imagine. It's the Wild Wild West in Ukraine right now. And so that's why all these globalists are going there, for not just the sex and pedophilia and organs, but just money laundering, anything goes. But they tried to blame Russia for that, like Nord Stream. But even Interpol came out and said, no, it's Zelensky's intelligence agencies are killing a bunch of loose ends, because Zelensky thinks he may fall because all this corruption's coming out. And you saw lots of reports and videos of the conscription troops getting beaten up in major cities like Kiev and others by mobs of men and women, showing that, you know, like Ceausescu's fall, that it's getting close. Then you have Zelensky's latest government reshuffle. It was triggered by a new incoming corruption scandal. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., will reportedly be charged, and then you have the prime minister resigning. So these are big moves you predicted. Very good signs overall that the Kiev regime could fall of its own weight, and because the Russians have overwhelmed the human element. That's a lot to unpack. We're almost out of time. Victor Boot.
Yeah, correct. You're absolutely right. Look, you can inject as much as you want into information side of it. You can run all your scheme. You can pay huge money to all the journalists who are going to publish what you want, you know, very orchestrated CNN reportage, how this, you know, long strain Ukrainian drone taking off.
But Fantasyland only lasts so long.
Correct. And that's where exactly we're coming to this hard landing, or, you know, awakening moment when you've been using the drugs. Finally, you know, you fell asleep, and the moment you wake up and realize, oh, damn, what I was doing all that time, how much time was passed. So all these now exactly on this kind of the, I would say, the drugs overdose mode. And sooner or later, there is would be, you know, moment where they have to face the reality. And reality would be so ugly, nobody would like this. But remember, Zelensky is a continuation of the Epstein scheme running now on the global level. And if Epstein scheme in U.S. was running, you know, kind of the very low profile, under the radar, Zelensky, you know, make it on steroids. It's really monetize it. It bring the global scale. It's involved not only politician from United States. He actually involved eventually many, many also from the global elites. That's why he is now can call them and to say, hey, if you don't do what I want, I just expose how much money I gave you, with which underage girl or boys you went and what you did, because I holding all these recordings. And this why he is exactly acting like Epstein, you know, trying to manipulate them, trying to be a boss, you know, of when he comes having all these royal welcomes.
Well, that was my next point in closing, Victor. I think you said this 2 years ago when you first came on. If I look at this towards the end, whenever that comes, and it looks like it's close, it's going to be NATO and the West that's going to kill Zelensky.
Correct, because he knowing too much. And now, actually, we don't even need to go and hunt him. Believe me, the first of all, British and then eventually Americans want him dead, because if he will start talking, you know, and exposing, that would be not only political problem, it would be political catastrophe, where the entire political class would be compromised or on their payroll. And all these pro-Ukrainian war hawks who was wearing proudly yellow and blue flags or, you know, and putting their ties and the whatever bags of these colors.
Absolutely. We're out of time, Victor. We're out of time, but I think what you're saying is on the trajectory we're on is a very good chance that Zelensky's going to end up just like Epstein.
Correct, exactly. And we will never see because even his bodyguards has to, you know, receive the call to say, kill him. That's it. Over. And it's coming very, very soon because if really elites don't want the global catastrophe, they need to de-escalate and they need to remove these crazy people who very soon will try to control and boss entire the West elites.
The off-ramp is shutting it down. And obviously Zelensky is wanting to stay because his back's against the wall. Yeah, I think that's the best outcome. Not calling for it, but the best outcome is for the West to go ahead and come to their senses and get rid of this guy. Victor Boot, Real Victor Boot on X. Thank you so much. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Pretty powerful interview, and none of that's exaggeration. None of that's hype. In fact, we dialed it back. It's worse than what we said, just so you know. I think you know that. Say your prayers, folks, and be politically engaged. Get active or get radioactive. We are in the hands of madmen. Coming up, the elites are all running to the hills. It's all confirmed, as I told you. Is that good? How about they just de-escalate? That'd be a lot smarter. You don't think the radiation is going to go into the other southern hemisphere? We're going to go to break, come back, and get into all of that. Bunch of other news. I haven't hit other so much. I want to take some calls again as well. Got a special guest, incredible information in the fourth hour today, and so much more. Please remember, we only bring in the best products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the strongest capsules of turmeric. Turmeric that's just 4 to 5%, that's raw turmeric, so most pills are, work great for inflammation and are good for you. Ours is 95% curcuminoid. When we started doing that 6-7 years ago, nobody did 95% curcuminoid. There's now a lot of brands do it. You always raise the bar. That's the strongest you can get it. But what's even better than powder? Liquid. Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, liquid turmeric. I'm going to put some B-roll of that on screen for you. There it is. This is 95% curcuminoid. It's liquid, so it's much more absorbable. In fact, even better than the gut, just put it under your tongue. It's 60 doses at least in a bottle, and it's got a bunch of other amazing concentrates, black pepperdine concentrate and ginger concentrate that go like a horse and carriage with turmeric. You can just look that up. It's 50% off for subscribers. You can cancel any time for free, but it locks it in each future order at 50% off. For everybody else, it's 25% off. Introductory offer. You owe it to yourself. It's not just for inflammation. It's so good for your whole body, your heart, your brain, your eyes, your guts. It's an amazing product. The capsules are amazing and very strong as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the limited edition coins. We've sold out over 2/3 of those. The 250th anniversary of America as a fundraiser for the operation, knowing you fund the tip of the spear in the information war against the globalist. Pure silver minted in Missouri. On one side is the beautiful Jerusalem cross in 1776. Sussex Centennial, 250 years. The other side, the American Eagle and the American flag, 250-year anniversary. Get yours now while you still can, limited edition, and invest in the future and us getting more hosts, more crew, more reporters. You are building this operation. I salute you all. Take action now and get the coin while you still can at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the new shower filters, the highest quality, discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So much incredible news to get to. I intend to jam some calls in there as well. I want to briefly get this in the short segment. I want to come back and get into the elites going to the bunkers at the highest feverish rate of activity ever. What does that tell you? It tells you a lot. We'll get into it. Also, Trump, again, set to announce foreign interference Thursday night special speech. Bill Gates, we'll wait to hear what he's up to. It's all coming up. But right now, Trump was just talking to the Iraqi prime minister, bragging about, you know, they killed Saddam before that and gave him the Sunnis to hang. And then he killed Soleimani, and they have had a big issue with the Iranians and the Shiites there, causing most of the problems, or, you know, fighting back against the West, you could say, from their perspective. And then he talks about, we don't need a military in Iraq because we're taking out Iran. Well, that remains to be seen. I certainly don't want us there to let them handle their own problems. But here's those clips from the White House just about an hour ago.
And I actually think the leaders of Iran were afraid of Soleimani, but I killed him. And by the way, with him went a very bad person also. They happened to be meeting each other at the airport, and a very bad person from Iraq happened to be a leader of Iraq happened to be killed in that same incident. So I don't know if I did you a favor or not. I've never asked you that question. You probably would know better than me. But no, I think that what we've done to Iran is we've taken away all of their, almost all of their military capability.
President,
he has to hear that.
A question.
Go ahead.
قاسم سليماني وأنه في تم قتله على يده في الولاية الأولى له في عندما كان رئيسا للولايات المتحدة فالفكرة هو طبعا كان شخص ذكي جدا وعبقري لكنه كان شرير بنهاية المطاف وفي حادث استهداف وقتل عراقي آخر عراقي كان في صحبته كانوا يلتقوا في مطار في العراق في بغداد. فهو بيسأل هل هو كان عملكم خدمة أم لا؟ ما هي النظرة بالنسبة لمقتل سليماني؟
أنا في ذاك الوقت لا أمارس السياسة.
At that time I was not in politics.
وأريد كل جيتي نتحدث عن المستقبل إيش راح نسوي.
In my visit, like I'd like to talk about the future.
شو عارين من ماضينا القديم؟
Trump kills everybody.
Well, we don't think we need the military there anymore. It's a very big operation, and what we do have is the oil companies are all going in now, and they're doing partnerships with Iraq, and they're getting along very well. The relationship is a whole big relationship where we don't need the military there. We're there to help them. We're there to protect them if need be, but we don't think that's going to be necessary. And their primary, I consider it an opponent. They might have considered a friend, but I consider that an opponent was Iran, was a big burden on Iraq because they were the bully of the Middle East, as you know. And we were just talking about that, but they're not going to have that problem anymore because Iran has been very much destabilized, and really their military power is just a tiny fraction of what it was just 4 months ago. So they're not going to have that problem. I think it's really, in a sense, it's given them freedom to do what they have to do. And I think that's one of the reasons that our oil companies are going in there at
all right, back in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets.
Well, Trump says the Strait of Hormuz has never been more open. That's completely not true. What are we supposed to do that want Trump to succeed, don't like the Democrats, but he's just, the ridiculous fiasco is going on. How do you respond to that? Just be delusional? Like, okay, it's open and oil prices are down, which they're not. They're shooting back up. I want to hear from listeners about where you think this is going. Is there any off-ramps with Russia, with Iran? What do we do about Israel trying to literally take over the military and the current Defense Authorization Act? Well, Massey has now officially introduced a bill to strip that because it's already passed out of committee. He's got to do it as an amendment. This is a big deal. So I want to take some phone calls, first-time callers, so new people get a chance to get on the show. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Just dial your country access code and the U.S. code if you want to call in as well, 512-266-0642. All right. So the elites building bunkers and having escape ships because they think that's the safest place to be has been going on for a long time. I first learned about this in about 2005. Back then, I was still going on TV shows and appear in movies and do video game voiceovers since I was offered these jobs out in Hollywood. And then as soon as Obama got in, it was like, hey, you can't criticize Obama and have these jobs. And I was making pretty good money on that stuff and putting it back into InfoWars. So that was a great thing. And I said, no, I'm not going to compromise. So I got shut down and all those jobs stopped abruptly. But long story short, when I was out there, 2005, 6, I forget, and I was having lunch with a pretty big producer and some big Hollywood lawyers. I mean, these are well-known names if I said them. And they were all into politics in the world, and they thought 9/11 was an inside job, even though they were liberals. And they were against, Trump's, George W. Bush's war, and I was against that. So even though they knew I wasn't really a liberal, but more of a libertarian, they liked me. And they liked to pick my brain. And so after lunch, I go with this producer I'd known for years, and we're out walking around, and got some coffee or whatever, and he's like, listen, I was going to do a deal with James Cameron. He was going to, with these big investors, put in hologram movie theaters where you sit in a circle around it and the movies are holograms. We've had the technology a long time, but he's decided that there's going to be a nuclear war, or a biological war, or some big destruction event from the elites he knows. And so he's basically getting out of the movie business, except, you know, for this Avatar thing he's making. And he, that's why he really has these fleets of ships, and he writes it off of the, you know, finding the Titanic and stuff like that. But really, he has all these big giant ships because he's moved to New Zealand and got a bunker, but that's just his home base. He's got these ships so he'll survive the end of the world. And I reported that like 7-8 years before it hit the news. And, you know, people heard me say that, and I love Mark Dice, but even he criticized me on it and said, oh, come on, Jones, that, you know, you don't know that. But that was the first time I really, you know, talked about this. And then I heard more from people and talked to people, and, you know, occasionally there'd be some big wigs in New York wanting to meet with me, or D.C. or L.A., and they'd fly me out there, and because I, you know, would want to tell them and warn them and tell them you should join Team Humanity. And they were like, no, no, we think increasingly there's going to be a big catalyzing catastrophic event. It could be an asteroid. It could be a pole shift. It could be a nuclear war. It could be a biological attack. It could be a cyber breakdown, a Carrington event. But we're told by the technocrats that this is coming. We got to get ready. And the government's built all these bunkers, and we work with them in COG. We can have access to those, but we don't want to be in some government bunker. Where do you think the safest place to be is? And I'd be like, I'm not a strategic relocation expert, but I know a bunch of them, like Joel Skousen. And I made a documentary film off of his book about that. It's about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, or whatever it was. So I'm a person that gets contacted and gets talked to about this stuff. And you'd think, you know, the times I've been invited to speak to, you know, billionaires and groups of people, and it's probably happened, I don't know, 15 times in the last 20-something years. I mean, really big people. They're not trying to influence me. They're picking my brain and then having, like, sometimes 5-hour debates with each other or longer, and then breakaway groups wargaming all this stuff. And, you know, how do we have a reset that's not destructive? How do we have a reset that's not a war? Because there's people that want that. And you see Elon externalizing this at the World Government Summit a few years ago. Like, you guys know the old cycle's coming to an end. You always do a war. You can't do that. And then he laid out the reasons it'll get us all killed. And we got to have a new system, and we've got to, you know, stop enslaving people and get pro-humanity and have more kids. And not because he's some angel. I'm not projecting that onto him. I don't know. But because he understands that their eugenics-based post-human deindustrialization model won't work. He said, you know, 5 years ago, don't get rid of fossil fuels either. We need those as well. So they want austerity. They want the Great Reset. That's a large part of the globalist. But there are a lot of people within their camp who say they don't. And I mean, I've had prominent ones to my face, quite a few of them tell me this on the phone, you name it, or in person. And so I won't, you know, sit there and miss an opportunity. I don't ever push it. I don't ever invite myself. I don't ever try to go to any of the meetings. If I wanted to go to the big think tank meetings and stuff, I've been invited to them by Henry Kissinger, all of it. But I knew that was to compromise me. Those are bad guys. So I didn't work with that group. And by work with them, I mean, you know, talk to them. I don't converse. I don't engage. But I have some of the other groups. And they're not even like official groups, but it's more like think tanks, unofficial think tanks, or really debate clubs. I mean, that's what smart people do. And so there's been an intensifying consensus even before the Russia war started and this Iran thing, that things are out of control, and that one group of globalists wanted to have a controlled demolition with the Great Reset using COVID as the lockdown to bring us into a cashless society, universal basic income, social credit score, and that they should detonate the collapse themselves to pose as saviors and control it. But because that's been exposed by myself and others, it's wrong what they were doing, they figured out they've lost so much trust, they're not going to be able to pull a controlled collapse and then pose as the saviors and not get the blame for it. So now a lot of them have pulled back from that. A lot of them were never for it. A lot of them are still for it. And so that's the backstory on all of this, and that's the thinking going on. I told you this years and years before it hit mainstream news. I mean, this is now in the news. These discussions are going on. And so a lot of the globalists are like, there's too many people. It can't manage it. Knock the population down to 500 million, like the Georgia Guidestones said. have total control. They call it the end of history, so there's no more cycles anymore. We're the total technocracy, AI-controlled. That's one angle, and there's competing systems within that, or no, have some technocracy, but still be egalitarian. So there's all these different camps and factions within the larger globalist faction that overlaps with the Chi-Com faction, that overlies with the Zionist faction, and just it's a mess. And they all claim they want peace and want a world government or whatever in the past to stop destruction, but then they all double deal and sell weapons and screw each other and, you know, run scams. And so in their own words, that's why their global government, their system failed. When the Chi-Coms 18 years ago double-crossed them and pulled out, that was the beginning of the end, even in their own system. Now the public's partially awake to them. There's no way they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So everybody talks about how they're building the bunkers and the doomsday systems and running off to, you know, Tasmania and New Zealand and Argentina and all the rest of it, and up towards the where the tree line ends and northern Canada and all the rest of it, and building their own little secret communities. But instead we should talk about why are they doing that? People think about why are they doing it as an afterthought. Where does that tell you we are as a society and a civilization? When a spectrum of the establishment elites are giving up on civilization and giving up on society. And then you get the effect of them grabbing more resources more recklessly and hoarding them and moving them around, which then exacerbates the collapse. And then you've got Trump, who, at least on the surface and even down deeper, I don't know what it's at his core, is trying to stabilize the West. And is trying to relaunch innovation, and so is Elon Musk, and Elon particularly. So that's not just surface talk, that's bona fides. That's judge a tree by its fruits. And so I'm not in alignment with that. I don't even trust all of that because I it's so complex, but and the alliances are always shifting, but I do support the natalist pro-human, pro-family, pro-human future, optimistic, expansionist, laissez-faire system that the globalists are completely diametrically opposed to because it doesn't allow them to continue their monopoly of control that's created major stagnancy in innovation, but also exacerbated conflicts, stagnation with increased conflict. So here is a important interview with popular podcaster Julian Donnelly. Julian left stunned after billionaire bunkers conversation, naming names of one of the top futurist advisors who goes to these meetings. I've never been in a meeting with this guy, but I've read his writings and heard his stuff quoted, and I agree with a lot of what he, you know, says about where we're at. And here he is having a conversation about the establishment pretty much giving up on civilization. Well, you can't give up and just run to the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, I understand that it's, if you think it's all going down, and if I had the money and resources and things and a big private jet where I could fly back and forth, I would probably be in Argentina or New Zealand or something. I mean, that's definitely, I understand moving back from the blast radius physically, but the breakdown of the nuclear war in the Northern Hemisphere alone and all the numbers, it'll be War of the Worlds, World War Z very quickly down there as well. That's why these guys are building these up in the mountains with bunkers and basically financing local town, the constabulary, and, you know, moving in people with plans to, you know, blow the pass during a collapse so that the millions of starving people 100 miles away in the major city can't get in. But still, you'll be 3 months later, once society's collapsed, it'll reform into warlords, and then the warlords are going to come boiling up the hill in their armored vehicles and, you know, with their refueled helicopters to attack you. I mean, that's where this goes. And they'll say, we know that, but it's better than just, you know, getting vaporized when atomic and hydrogen bombs come raining down on our major cities. So here is a Julian Dory. Sorry, I said his name wrong. Left stunned after billionaire bunkers conversation. Here it is.
We talked with Doug Rushkoff yesterday. That podcast isn't going to be out for like 4 or 5 weeks or so because it's not time sensitive, and I've been filming a lot of great podcasts, and we got to get some other ones out. But Doug was a really interesting conversation. He's a guy I spoke about maybe like 8 weeks ago, where we played a clip of Doug in 2020 discussing his time advising billionaires. And this is, this interview was before COVID. It was like February 2020. And he was discussing his time advising some billionaires a few years before that.
2018, he said.
Yeah, 2017 or 2018. Yeah. Privately advising some powerful billionaires on how to plan for an end of the world or civilizational threat event. And it was something that they, didn't they literally
call it the event?
The event.
Yeah.
So when he went to, you'll get all the details in our conversation, but when he went to talk to these guys, it wasn't like they were wondering or speculating that something could happen. They literally had a name for what would happen. They called it the event. They said it could be anything from nuclear disaster
pandemic.
To artificial intelligence having a serious issue to a pandemic, to something with the climate. They had all these different possibilities, but they're like, it's totally happening. So we're building bunkers. They had notes. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know exactly how to plan for the end of the world because Doug Rushkoff is like he's been a long time tech futurist philosopher, very well respected, got a lot of predictions right back in the 90s. So that's why he's being called into a meeting like this. And, you know, he was blown away by like their lack of humanity. And the craziest part was I did it again, but I'm sitting there and I'm trying to, you know, there's a lot of billionaires these days, but I'm trying to plug like who they could have been. And I'll never be able to say it's off record, but I had this one guy in my head and it's not Peter Thiel or Elon Musk or something like that. It's a more nondescript guy, but I had this guy in my head. I'm like, why do I think this was the guy leading the meeting? Like the dude calling it. And so I didn't have paper in front of me, but I was like, Dave, can you stick the camera on Doug real quick?
Mm-hmm.
He stuck the camera on Doug and I had my band over there, my elastic band. I had the pen, so I wrote the name on the elastic band and I held it up to Doug, who's like this like happy-go-lucky dude. He laughs the whole time he's talking, no matter how serious the subject is. And when I showed it to him, he went, can people see? I'm like, no, people can't see that. He's like, yes, that was him. And I was like, man, geez, damn. Sometimes I'll put it this way because I'll never say who that was, but sometimes people really, really literally tell you who they are. And many of us don't listen. And you should listen when they do.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Because some idiot YouTuber like me sitting in a studio in his house that he sleeps in as well should not be able to guess that on an elastic band on the first try. I did. It's just, it all ties, somehow all ties together, Dave.
Yeah. You see what the foundation of our great country is built on in this year of 250.
Surveillance and elite technocracy. That's exactly what they built it on. More on that in a few minutes.
Well, let me tell you guys, I've been at some of those meetings. And that's why I'm there, because... Well, Mr. Jones, you've got the best accuracy rate on wide spectrum analysis of anybody we've looked at. We've put your combined shows through AI and even trained AI on you, and you've got the best predictive abilities out there. And even before I got told that at a meeting about 5 years ago, it was, show you how dialed in he is, Mike Cernovich, because he goes to these meetings, and I'll just leave it at that. And I've been at some meetings with Cernovich, but the point is that he calls me up and he says, you see these documents, these got leaked to me. The reason you've really been censored, one of the reasons is they wanted to take you out of the main AI models they're doing, because I was one of the most prolific people, tens of millions of views on YouTube, everywhere else. They're training it on YouTube, on their language model. And they basically say you've infested it, but they've, you know, got separate AI models where they're training it with you. So they have one version they give the public that doesn't really work, and then they've got other versions. And I'm not like trying to say, hey, look, I'm so smart, I'm used to train the establishment's AI. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that. And then later some of that came out. So that's how, and of course there were headlines yesterday, Google is secretly using your emails and your YouTubes and everything you do on Google properties to train AI. It's you too now. But in the earlier models, they were only using a few dozen people, and I was one of them. In fact, I meant to show that yesterday. It was in yesterday's stack. I already cleaned that off. It's in there. Just type in Google is using your YouTube videos and your emails. Google is using your personality to train AI models. And, of course, that's no secret. Everybody knows that. But back then, was that 5 years ago? Was it longer? Man, time goes by. No, that's when I was really starting to get censored. Goodness gracious. It was already bad. 7, 8 years ago. Wow, I keep saying five. And I love getting Cernovich on. He's super smart, but he doesn't really do interviews anymore. And he's just like, no, I don't want to. Your show's too big. I don't want to be on the radar. Nope. And so there you go. But if anybody thinks I'm joking around about this stuff, I mean, I've been at some of the same deals with him. And I mean, I'm talking about like 10 people. And like, we're the only guys that aren't famous billionaires. And again, it's not like, oh, we want to influence you. Oh, we want you to work for us. It's more like, well, this question, that question. What about this? And they're all arguing about stuff. And it's like, you know, that's what goes on, folks. And so you'll hear these stories like, they're having orgies at Bilderberg and all this stuff. I've never been to Bilderberg. And it's like, no, they're not. They're scheming. But they're also wargaming. But then you have people that are at that breaking away and are going, this isn't going well. What are we going to do? And you have the manifestation of that with Elon Musk, who's publicly telling you these people worship AI gods. They want to get rid of all of us. They're not good. And you say, well, he's involved in all the tech that's going to be used for that. Well, he's in a race to control it. He says for good. I'm not even saying trust him. I'm just saying he's one of the only ones doing that. And then I can tell you it's been in the news, but I've confirmed it behind the scenes talking to a bunch of people that know him. Peter Thiel's basically given up on politics and is quasi-retiring to Argentina. That's how bad he thinks it is. But he's not the only one. Most of them are doing that. Larry Page, Sergey Brin, they're all staying on yachts, huge floating cities in the middle of nowhere in the South Pacific for a reason. Because of the spike protein and the 6G and the everything in the West. I mean, we've been slated for destruction. And so just that basic fact is something you should know. And that's the reality. I mean, look at this. This goes back to last year. Tech billionaires seem to be doom prepping. Should we all be worried? BBC. Billionaires are building luxury bunkers to escape doomsday. Vice.com. The super rich preppers planning to save themselves from the apocalypse. Why billionaires are building doomsday bunkers can't predict the next global catastrophe. And it goes on and on. You got the people that are worth hundreds of millions, not billions, they all get together and build their own communities in the middle of nowhere that look like nice houses on the surface, but underground bunkers under it. And then you've got all of the, you know, the Nouveau Riche, the Hollywood folks all getting out of Hollywood. And, you know, Mark Wahlberg's got this community. He's a great guy, by the way. You know, off in Florida in the middle of nowhere. They basically get there with a helicopter. And there's only like 45 families living there. And you know, that's what people that aren't ultra, ultra rich, but, you know, just very, very wealthy are doing. And then you've got Ivanka Trump going, oh, yeah, a couple of years ago with the Rothschilds, we got a $5 billion island, the former, you know, nuke base of the Russians, and there's thousands of bunkers, and we took it over, and we're getting the coastline and building an airport, and Albania, and the Albanians get pissed off about it. Yeah, so here's some of the nice underground bunkers, folks. But what they really are is tombs. So the smarter people are building little communities, towns up in the middle of nowhere where everybody's, you know, understands what's going on. The Swiss model, where obviously everybody's armed to the teeth and everybody's got firearms. But there is no perfect way out of this other than a relationship with God and saving civilization as a true elite, a true aristocrat, actually tries to empower the people for their own security and own future, but also knowing all this stuff blows back on you. So that's where we are. I'm going to come back, talk to John, Rodney, Tim, Freeman, Tom, and a few others. Tell you what Bill Gates is up to, and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and share the live feeds and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live / The Alex Jones Show. show live, keeping it real, giving you tomorrow's news today. Be sure to support us with great products at theallshowstore.com.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your showerhead. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalists. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at theallshowstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90-plus percent reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Pretty much a consensus in a lot of the establishment who are all their own factions and will work in general together towards power and control and screwing the little guy and consolidating wealth, but they have no allegiance really to anything. And it's that selfishness that got them where they are, but it's that selfishness that will also get them destroyed and us along with them. There's a consensus, not just that they're pulling the plug on humanity, but that they can't help but pull the plug. And then they're control freaks, so why not pull the plug themselves? And that's where Bill Gates comes in. He wants the power of God to be able to slowly poison you, kill you, and make money off the treatments they give you as they kill you. Because he's a super predator under the social Darwinistic worldview, and if he doesn't fill that apex predator slot, somebody else will. You know, I just gave you the ultimate truth about these people and their psychology. We have Lindsey Graham's sister being sworn in right now to replace the South Carolina warmonger and war criminal. There was Senator Grassley. We have some big ICE developments. We'll get to that in a moment. But that's where we are in this situation. So Bill Gates doesn't do a lot of interviews anymore. He used to do dozens a week. Propagandizing us, saying, oh, yeah, we just shoot genetically modified organisms right in little kids' arms. We have no idea what they're going to do. We just shoot them right in the vein. Well, yeah, if we kill an old lady, we can hire 10 teachers, but that's a death panel. Introducing you to the idea to be predators, not take care of humanity. If you build the infrastructure and all that, actually take care of people builds an economy. No, he wants a non-functioning society he can consolidate. He wants to attack any sector of the economy that's healthy and good, because anything that's doing well is standalone, is independent. He wants domestication. He wants enslavement. And so Bill Gates is not a philanthropist. Bill Gates and his World Population Control Foundation, that was the name of it until they changed the name in 2000 and officially launched the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The World Population Control Society was set up by his mother and father, out of the IBM trust of Thomas Watson, who was the world head of the World Eugenics Society and the top planner for Adolf Hitler when it came to racial hygiene, and traveled to Germany even at the beginning of World War II to receive the highest honor ever given by the Nazis, above even awards given to Adolf Hitler. And, of course, Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. He gave a PBS interview with Moyers in the late 90s, admitting that he wants to depopulate the earth. But if you want to do that, oh, he loves you. He's weaponizing mosquitoes and ticks and, oh, the COVID shots, and then putting his money into tax-free and then having the tax-free foundations then buy the poison shots and things from the companies he's invested in. And then you got Charlie Munger, who came up with that scam more than 60 years ago, and then he taught it to Warren Buffett. And then Charlie Munger taught it to Bill Gates' dad and to Bill Gates. By the way, there's documentaries and books about that. I get all this from Bill Gates. And so where am I going with Bill Gates? He's not a philanthropist. He's a control freak monster that wants to play God. And who's the apex predator and fills that space in his mind. So he's not just gone in and gotten the WHO and the UN and Gavi and all the big international vaccine and drug regulatory boards literally under his control. Bill Gates worldwide is the number one funder of the regulatory groups of the WHO and Gavi and the other international groups and the national groups in countries all over the world. And he's been criminal charges and investigations in India and the Netherlands and the rest of it. And so now you don't see him out on TV that often. In fact, it's probably been 3-4 months since I saw Bill Gates pop up, but he just popped up a couple days ago on a program remotely, leering in the dark like he had a flashlight under his face like a ghoul, which is what he is. Here's Johnny, And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we governments can't do this, but we can. We've got a global standardized system where poor people, you know, can have their health care and their businesses and their lives all run off this new digital system. And what they do is they give them microloans, or they give them a couple hundred dollars a year. But if you're in areas of Africa where that's what you make in a year, literally, it gives them total control for the social credit score to then, oh, you got sterilized, or oh, you did this, or you took all your shots. Well, now you get more money. And that is a microcosm or beta test model of the global social credit score, universal basic income system with all the strings attached that come with it. So the full article and video that I shot this morning is at alexjoneslive.com. I hope you watch it. I hope you share it, because it's not just about you knowing. It's about others knowing. That's really the key to everything. Bill Gates admits digital IDs to be used for banking, health, voting, and education. And it's all corporate, controlled by them. Alex Jones issues an exclusive message via X today, responding to a Bill Gates interview with CNBC, where the billionaire globalists discussed the agenda to roll out a digital currency, an identification system that would enact a technocratic control grid. Remember, he's also the number one funder and underwriter of corporate media, not just PBS, but CNN, NBC, all of it. ABC Nightly News, all of it. Look it up. Billions a year on that. So and also financing TV shows with plots where I'm attacked in it, and supplements are attacked, and people that don't take shots are attacked. I mean, he pays for the propaganda in fiction, nonfiction, everywhere. Of course, corporate media really is fiction. And they have this UN/Chinese private-backed corporate consortium that he's the main funder of, that a decade ago already had the world ID, the central bank digital currency standardization, the vaccine passport, all based on an internet ID that they're passing at the national and local levels around the world for, quote, stopping kids watching porn. Well, no, parents should just control that, because, again, that's an ID for adults, too, for internet ID. The road to hell's paved with people selling you on good intentions. So Bill Gates admits digital IDs to be used for banking, health, voting, and education. Jones broke down the New World Order endgame of population control and how the social credit score system will be paired with the global ID being pushed by Gates and others. British independent journalist Jim Ferguson posted a breakdown of the agenda, writing, Bill Gates says digital identity systems are becoming central to the expansion of digital finance and public services. He specifically highlighted their use for financial transactions and banking, health services with no brick and mortar, voting, and education. Gates also praised digital systems developed in countries such as India and China, arguing that other nations should adopt similar infrastructure with support from governments, central banks, international institutions, and private companies. Once the system is established, he says, banks, phone companies, and technology firms will build further services on top of it. My assessment, the concern is not merely the digital identity exists, it is how much of everyday life becomes dependent upon it. When banking, employment, healthcare, education, and voting are connected through a single identity framework, they can turn it off, they can tax you, manipulate you, penalize you. Governments, corporations gain enormous power over access. Any system that is powerful must remain voluntary, decentralized, and legally protected against surveillance, exclusion, and political abuse. But that's not what's happening from day one, to quote Tedros and the head of the UN, Secretary General, and Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab, and Larry Fink. Pull up all of them saying, they all say we're going to use the central bank digital currencies and the digital ID to control your behavior and make you submit to the ESG Global Social Credit Score. So this is the mark of the beast. Even if you don't believe Revelation, everything described there is what they're doing with it. This is the Antichrist. And they will use this to shut down competition for total control, as they've already been doing. That's why it's key to support credit card processing companies, and there's not many out there, and other good groups that won't censor you, and to build our own economy now. It is absolutely beyond vital that that be done. And that's why we have a great sponsor that I've had for almost 10 years. And I would try to go out and get backups too, just to have a backup, and they'd always kick me off. And that's FirstUnitedPayments.com. FirstUnitedPayments, one word, FirstUnitedPayments.com, or 877-899-1313. I just sprung that on the crew. Maybe we could put a lower third up. 877 1313 or firstunitedpayments.com. It doesn't matter if you already have a merchant account. It doesn't matter if you just got a restaurant or an online business selling widgets. You should be supporting the people that have great service and won't kick you off, because in the future it's coming after everybody and it already is. You need to move to the patriots that have supported folks already that have great rates and great service ahead of that, or at least have firstunitedpayments.com as your backup now. 877-899-1313. And later I want to take that clip out and post it and put that up for folks. All right, let's take a few phone calls now before I shift into other news. But it's simple. These guys want a monopoly and consolidation. We have to support while there's still companies and groups out there that haven't been taken over or shut down. We have to expand those and have the free open economy and the diverse economy grow. All right, let's go ahead and go to Rodney in Indiana. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's a real pleasure finally talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
Long time supporter. In the words of Rob Dew, anybody that doesn't filter their water is just stupid. We've had Alexa Pure for years, and we're going to be switching over to your new filters here pretty soon. But, hey, first thing I thought of when I heard Graham had a heart attack, I bet he was over there in Ukraine doing cocaine and male prostitutes would probably drop dead.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir?
I said the first thing I thought of when I heard Graham had a heart attack in Ukraine, he was probably over there doing cocaine and male prostitutes.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can have rumors all day long. The timeline doesn't fit for him getting back to the United States. I mean, maybe he did. The FBI is all over his house for days with the neighbors. I mean, what do you think we can prove is going on?
Well, if I was one of his neighbors, I'd say I didn't see nothing, because they're probably wanting to know who saw them taking the body inside the house. And
oh,
then they can
find
some loose ends. I didn't see nothing. I was watching TV all day if I was a neighbor.
You'd be Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes?
Absolutely.
I know nothing. I saw nothing. I mean nothing.
Hey, one more thing. I know you're busy, but could you guys start making some new stickers and I can replace all those InfoWars stickers on the back of stop signs?
Oh, how dare you apologize for such a great idea. I've been meaning to do that. And we're also going to create a new kind of funnel to alexjoneslive.com. It's got some cool name. I've got a bunch in my mind. It'll still send you there, but it's even a better URL than alexjoneslive.com. So, yes, sir, I am on that. And that is something we're going to do very, very soon. Yes, sir, great idea. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I promise you we'll get that for you soon. And we'll throw them free in all the orders like we've always done. And then we'll have them at cost in bulk so people can buy them. Yeah, that pissed the left and the globalists off that InfoWars got written on, you know, spray painted and on government buildings and stickers around the world. I mean, from all over the planet, from South Africa to New Zealand to France to the UK to the US to Mexico. I mean, I've been driving down the road, you know, and all over the country and seen it. And InfoWars lives forever. You know, we're all in the information war. Notice the bad guys never got the URL. They didn't get it. Now they just say they're operating as us without even having it legally. They're not going to be very happy very soon. We'll just leave it at that. the arrogance, the insolence, the desperateness. Let's go ahead and take a call from Tim in Arizona on chemicals in the water. Tim, welcome.
Good to meet you, sir. How you doing?
Doing all right, brother. Welcome.
Hey, man, I got a lot of information for you. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to just start with the chemicals in the water. God dang it, man. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, but also the scariest, about the frogs turning gay.
Oh, yeah?
Atrazine's everywhere. I actually did some testing at my house with my water to see if we had glyphosate, and we have the glyphosate bomb going on here. So we had to filter all of our water. And now we have meth lab quality water. It's the best water you could ever find. We're not tweakers. We're Americans, red-blooded and angry.
I don't know what meth level means. I guess with doing chemical construction or making compounds, you need really clean water. I know, like with making microchips. So you're saying you have fab level clean water?
Yes, lab-level clean water, because I absolutely will not let fluoride get to my kids or atrazine or any of those damn herbicides that they're trying to give to all of our children and screw them over.
Yeah, people wonder why IQs are plunging, kids aren't as smart, major neurological disorders. It's the water, it's the food.
They're dumb. They can't even read books anymore, Alex. They can't even read the first letter. They go, today, Junior. I go, what the hell are they doing? It's all the atrazine.
Billy, you're 8 years old. What do you know? I'm white and I'm bad and I need to cut my penis off. Billy, what's 2 plus 2? I don't even know what 2 plus 2 is. What is a 2?
You know what, man? I went through college and all that bullcrap scam, and you wouldn't believe the amount of times and things I had. I had a German teacher going, oh, I was so scared coming to America. I had to go through immigration. I'm like, bitch, you're the one who invented Nazism. What do you think this is? This is America.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. I forgot to play the short Bill Gates clip. I'd like to show you what somebody said, not just tell you what they said. We'll play that and go back to calls. Here it is.
Well, we believe having the ability to save and transact is something that should be universal, and a lot of forms have adopted that goal. We won't be able to do that with traditional systems. That is, the cost of bank branches and paperwork is just too high. But fortunately, starting with countries like Kenya, and more recently with a robust system in places like India, we see that you can have digital financial inclusion. India is a great example. They did a lot of their own technology, which won't be possible for other countries. And so the role of the Gates Foundation as an advocate for those who don't have access today is to make sure there's technology and standards, including open source work that we're providing through the financial switch, which is called Moji Loop, and through the digital identity system, which is extremely valuable, not just for financial activities, but for health and voting and education, and that's called MOSIP.
Since there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all solution, what is the role that you see the private sector playing in being able to collaborate with different governments to ensure that we move forward?
Well, once you have the digital money system, then there's all sorts of services and applications that can be built on top of that, whether it's helping with health or education or agriculture, you know, giving people visibility into their financial status, giving them advice, you know, should they take a loan, should they buy insurance, what makes sense. The phone becomes a connection for low-cost interaction with those customers that doesn't require human activity that, you know, would be beyond the means of the people we're trying to get to who don't yet have these accounts. So the digital revolution, which, of course, was where I worked before moving full-time to the foundation, here we're trying to make sure that the developing countries have the benefit of the digital revolution, in some cases before it gets to even some of the rich countries who have legacy systems that people are so used to that the speed that they'll transition out of them won't be as fast as, say, China or India, that didn't have that history. And so it's really learning what worked in China and India and now making it easy for even smaller countries to do this, working with a lot of partners, including the World Bank, African Development Bank, many of them. So private sector will help these central banks create these systems, but moreover, the phone companies, the banks, and the entrepreneurs will build applications that use these financial capabilities.
And this is meant to cut out all the local banks and infrastructure and have one big global system. This just broke Reuters today. Warren Buffett cuts off donations to Gates Foundation following Epstein revelations. Warren Buffett has stopped donating to Gates Foundation, ending a 2 decades philanthropic partnership following revelations about interactions between Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, really the head of the Toronto Commission. Buffett said Tuesday he is donating $6 billion to Berkshire Hathaway stock, depositing 12 million B-class shares in his annual mid-year donation to four family foundations overseen by his daughter Susie and sons Howard and Peter, which all carry out same type of evil crap. So there you go, rats leaving the sinking ship. Let's go back to your calls now. Let's talk to Tom in Oklahoma. Tom, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm probably pretty easily the longest continuously serving Republican precinct chairman in the state of Oklahoma. I know a lot of these people. I am fascinated that the NDAA in the Senate, I can't get a straight answer. We hardly know our senators. Alan Armstrong was a millionaire who was appointed by the governor to fill the spot of Mark Wayne Mullen, who told his constituents that he would only serve in the House a couple of terms and get back to his business and home. And when they told him they paid him to do this or that, he said, "You don't pay me nothing. I paid in enough taxes that I pay myself, and I only do this as a service." The other guy is James Lankford, who the Lord God himself plucked right out of a Baptist camp at Falls Creek, Oklahoma, with no resume and no experience and no previous political campaigning, and dropped him right into the U.S. House, and now he's our senior senator. Well, I finally got one of his people to admit that right there in the NDAA, they're melding the U.S. military with the Israeli military. Oh, it's just to ensure easier access to information and easier transfer. Why are we transferring information to Israel? They spy on us enough as it is. Nothing about Israel in the NDAA, guys. Not one word. There should not be one word about Israel or any other government melding with any element of our government. This is our government. We did not vote for Netanyahu, the Pole, Milikowski. We voted for Donald Trump because we thought he was going to put America first, not Israel. And, you know, Alex, it's astounding. It's astounding. James Lankford is he's a Baptist youth counselor. Yeah, he's a Christian Zionist. You know, the Jews are God's chosen people. You couldn't talk him out of that with a gun. And it's absurd. They're not.
And now they're trying to pass a law that merges with a foreign power infamous for spying on us. It's absolute treason. Hold their feet to the fire.
Well, we're trying. There's nobody here that's really got any representation in D.C., Alex.
Well, keep it up, brother. And you're calling to the show. And God bless you. Call back in again. All right. Thank you, sir. I could talk to you all day. I love the calls. We're trying to get calls in every day. I'm going to have some days coming up where it's nothing but calls. Start doing some special shows at night where we just take calls. We'll start taking calls on the weekend show as well. I've been doing a Saturday show, Sunday show. I'm working as hard as I can. Now, we have some very special guests on the mind control, on the globalist, on the expansion from beta to operational coming up next hour. This is really important. Please stay with us and share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live. Share that on your email list. Text message. Tell people the resistance is live and well. The next phase of the InfoWar is live at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live. And don't forget, we have the new liquid strongest turmeric on the market, 95% humanoid, better absorption with the liquid, ultimate turmeric formula at thealexjonesstore.com with 50% off right now. We have the collectible 250th anniversary, 1776 Jerusalem Cross coins. I need your support. You're the reason we're still here. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart the viewers and listeners that do support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to encourage everybody out there that sees what's happening in the world to realize we are critical in the fight for human liberty, this operation at alexjoneslive.com. We can't do it without thealexjonesstore.com. And you going there and getting the incredible methylene blue, the best bubble line colostrum, the incredible other products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs of T-shirts, hoodies, caps, you name it. It's all there. The new shower filters, highest level, taking out the toxins, incredibly low price. It's all there. Great items you need. It keeps us on the air. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number four, straight ahead.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon, Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Just blast by every day because I have a bunch of guests on, cover sometimes hundreds of news stories, usually 40 or 50, and it's really hard to get into in-depth subjects and really go over the history, the context, what's currently happening, and where this technocracy is leading us. Because most people, including myself, tend to just cover the story like, oh, look at the flock cameras. Oh, look at the home assistants and controlling our thermostats. And look at the self-driving cars. And, oh, the Havana syndrome's over here. And you know, now you've got Neuralink and the brain chips. And you've got 30-40% of the population on different psychotropic drugs. But all of this is part of the larger same agenda that really started about 160, 70 years ago in England. There was also a lot of research going on in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Prussia, what's Germany today, of what they call mind wars. And they really understood the future of warfare would be more psychological or more informational or control of people themselves than just fighting armies. And so when we move up to the OSS and World War II and the CIA in 1947, MK Ultra and Operation Artichoke and all that, what's declassified is stuff from the 50s and 60s. And a lot of stuff's leaked since then, but most of that was the beta testing of mind control. Now they've moved to mass mind control or mass control. So I've had many times on the air and a few times in studio, Jesse Beltran, one of the top researchers on mind control, on the mass mesmerizing, putting the public into almost a sleep-like trance with his old background, cutting edge for 20 years. Researching the covert microchipping of the public that's now moved into nanotech and self-assembling things in the body, the patents, what's happening, it's going on. They're even selling it in the news like it's no big deal because they've gone from beta and now they're going into purely operational. So I asked Jesse Beltran to come to town, along with the other great researchers, Matt Hazen, who I've also gotten to know really well, and all the incredible scientific research he's doing with top scientists, doctors, and more, to do an hour and a half, 2 hour, I mean, as long as it takes, deep dive into what is the real world we're living in. Because we're told that, you know, the future is coming, but really the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. I mean, we all know that we're still told the SR-71 Blackbird, first designed in the early 50s, in service in 1957, is still the fastest airplane in the world. Now, who really believes that? We're told our latest bombers were rolled out in the late 80s, but were around 20 years before. That's, of course, the B-2 bomber and the stealth fighter. The truth is, everything is 20, 30, 40, 50 years advanced what the public is told about. But more and more, they are externalizing this, going from beta to operational. So I'm going to try to give Jesse Beltran, and I'm going to try to give his other associates. We've also got Edward Zoll coming in to join us a little bit later. Incredible filmmaker and researcher. Most of you have already heard of him for some of the big hit top documentaries, watched hundreds of millions of times, like Died Suddenly. He's going to be coming in and talking about all this and a lot more hidden history, some of the other big developments that are happening today. And remember, this is just scratching the surface. That's what's so frustrating. I saw it as a good first step. He was on the show last week. He agreed, Jesse Beltran, with the MKUltra hearing. It was only 6 hours long. And those of us that knew all about it were like, well, this is old information. But Congress confirming it, some of the new documents, it was still a breakthrough and more to come, because previous to this, except in the 70s, 75, 76, the Frank Church Senatorial Committee hearings, we haven't gotten any of this. And so a lot more is starting to come out. So the public's hungry. They're demanding it. So we're going to go over all of this today. You've sent me a lot of videos, a lot of exhibits here. And so, Jesse Beltran, you're really the master of ceremonies here today. I appreciate you graciously coming to town to spend these days with us, with the rest of your team. And so let's go ahead and launch into this. Take it away.
Okay. Well, thank you as always, Alex. I love your platform. It really touches to the heart of a lot of people who really get it. Basically, everyone is awakening. And in the MK Ultra, for the last 50 years, the official line was simple, that it ended in 1973. But on June 30th, they held a hearing of witnesses under oath. And one of them was a CIA agent who testified that he does not believe that MKUltra had stopped, that the program still exists.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
It's not a conspiracy theory. This is
or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
To a lot of things that most Americans are asleep with. They did not understand anything about mind control. And when you say mind control, what is the stereotypical response people get?
Manchurian candidate, Frank Sinatra.
Yes. And tinfoil hats, propeller heads, conspiracy theorists. But this is no longer conspiracy. This is an actual congressional hearing with credible witnesses who are under oath, who are giving their testimony. And it's a great beginning of what happened on June 30th. I'm still cautiously optimistic about what is coming forth. And if we can pull up, start off with number one, and it's Paulina Luna talking about what was going on in Nazi Germany. And then we can build upon that and really take a deep dive into what really, really came out of that hearing is the fact that post-Nuremberg trials, post-Nuremberg Code, which the United States never signed on to, and you have to wonder why, particularly about what was going on with human experimentation by the Nazis. What they disclose is that at one of the facilities, they actually located a gentleman who actually purchased the property where, along with Nazi scientists, you had a U.S. scientists, MK Ultra scientists, working concurrently with them. So if we can pull up number one now, please.
Here's clip one from the hearings last week.
Operation Paperclip brought over 1,600 German scientists into the United States government after World War II, including individuals who had conducted human experimentation in concentration camps. The CIA and military were aware of their backgrounds and recruited them anyways. In your research, did you find direct documentation between Paperclip scientists and the development of MKUltra's experimental protocols, specifically the use of mescaline, hypnosis, and sensory deprivation, which were techniques also documented at Dachau?
Absolutely. Kurt Blome, who was the chief of biological weapons development for the Nazi government, came to work for the CIA. So did Walter Schreiber, who was the Surgeon General of the Nazi Army. I can just tell a brief story. When I was researching my book, I found what I think might be the first secret CIA prison or black site. It's a nice chalet in Germany. And the guy who now owns it took me into the basement. He said these were the cells where the MK Ultra officers, working side by side with Nazis, carried out those gruesome experiments, which were actually just continuations of the experiments that those Nazis had been conducting just a few years earlier right down the road.
Just for timeline and clarification, these experiments were happening after the Nuremberg trials, correct? So the CIA would have known that these were crimes against humanity.
I looked for an episode in which the Nuremberg doctrines were posted on the wall in some MK Ultra or CIA office, and I was never able to find any indication that those Nuremberg principles ever were even consulted, much less obeyed.
That's just amazing, and I would just remind viewers, I know people, viewers, our average viewers know as much as we do, or more in many ways. But advertising, Eber Bernays, all this, the science of persuasion, mind control is the big enchilada. So the way Hollywood's made fun of it and turned it into, you know, kooky stuff over the years is because they want people to take it serious. And so this is, you know, basically first steps for Congress, and those of us that are experts, it's really, we already knew that. But to have these admissions and so many new documents coming out is really amazing. But in the Nuremberg trials, and of course they didn't get them out of it, they said just following orders. They also said, we got most of this from British, from joint research, from working with the head of the founder of IBM, Thomas Watson, and Margaret Sanger in Planned Parenthood, and we were actually following your ideas. So when they brought over 30-plus thousand Nazis, not just run NASA and run everything else and help set up U.S. intelligence, they were basically, in a way, coming home. It's not that we became Nazis. It's that the Nazis were an offshoot of this mind war science system that the British, the United States, and others were studying. And I know, Jesse, you know that. I know that Matt knows that. But I think that's also important for people to understand that Operation Paperclip is exactly what we're dealing with now. And also, as you pointed out, we were on last week, I think we have that clip too, they brought up the fact that Fauci is basically part of this now, and the brainwashing to take the shots was a psyop, they admit, and that was all violations of the Nuremberg Code on informed consent as well. And under that code, as you know, it's punishable by death, what they did.
Absolutely. What the Nazi scientists were doing back then, they were hung for. And I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman by the name of Barry Trower out of the UK. He was a MI6 asset. He was an agent. He specialized in interrogation techniques. But when he also exposed the RF and the frequency and the experimentation types of interrogation that they were utilizing even then. And what he says is that what the scientists are doing today, they would have been hung for back in the Nuremberg days. And that is really where we're at. So,
wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah. What the scientists are doing today, they would have been hung for during the Nuremberg Code trials. And so you think about what just happened during the pandemic. I've said this before. In my opinion, this was the biggest mass murder that was conducted not only on U.S. citizens, but on a global basis around the world. And if we really look at those numbers, the true numbers, because if you Google how many people died and you ask AI, it says only around 7,000 people or 7 million. I may be misspoken. It was 7 million. Now, if you do the numbers looking at the studies that are coming out of Australia, where they're showing that the deaths on people who were given the vaccine is approaching 35 million.
Oh, well, I remember having a bunch of actuarialist experts on who later testified to Congress, and we're talking about head insurance, you know, people, and they were saying 3-4 years ago it was 20 million. Exactly, they say it's 35 million. In fact, the increased death just in the snapshot area between 18 and 44 is the highest death rate ever in history, bigger than World War II, bigger than World War I. It is exponential. There's a 40+% increase in death of all-cause morbidity just in that one spectrum.
Correct. Well, this is just Australia's numbers that are coming out.
Now, they're saying Australia.
That's Australia's numbers. Japan just did a study with 22 million subjects in it, looking at peak morbidity post-vaccination. And that's 22 million in that. And they were showing it to be 90 days. They're also in their study, and we can pull up number 6 here in just a second. In their studies, they're also showing that you are 5 times most likely to die from the vaccination versus someone who's been unvaccinated. So you get a 5 times increase in the possibility of morbidity.
And before you get to that, I don't know how many clips you have from Japan. I've seen like heads of their university, their head vaccine person, and they were doing this earlier. We're talking like 4 or 5 years ago, coming out saying this is on purpose. It's by design. It's destroying our immune system. It's killing everyone. It seems like Japan has been done one of the best jobs of actually waking up to this.
Yes, they are. And they're putting out in the forefront. So there's serious discussion about it because a lot of people are wanting accountability. And I think that everyone watching wants accountability because we were lied to in the MK Ultra hearings that were done on June 30th. There was a representative from the NIH who just was very pompous, is my description of her. And it shows how they are up on a pedestal and they feel that they should be the ones to decide. And she was preaching, they need to follow the science.
Remember, I told you the story of about, I remember it was a long time ago, about 14 years ago, because I remember my first wife was divorcing me, so that's why I remember that time date. But I was down on the hike and bike trail going up what they call the Hill of Life. It's like 0.3 mile up a hill. So I was going up and down it, and I get to the top, and this guy goes, "Hey, Alex, you're really right about the vaccines are hurting and killing some people." He goes, "I'm the head doctor at the state health department." And he said, "But I want you to know it's greater good than bad, so we do it because overall it's good." And I saw his face. He told me his name. I went and got in my car because I didn't take my phone with me. Turned my smartphone on. And boom, there he was, the head of the state health department. And he just, but of course, I've read them say things like that before. But it's this attitude, yeah, we break a few eggs to make an omelet. But the truth is, it doesn't even help anybody. That was a lie, too. But they just say it's for the greater good.
Absolutely. And that's what she was trying to convey. And she's a psychiatrist. And when she was asked, does the NIH have a credibility problem? And she says, I believe the American people love the NIH for all of the good things that they do. And what happened was when he says, I think you're wrong, everyone at the hearing stood up and applauded it, his statement.
Do you think the NIH has a trust problem based on how they handled COVID?
No, I do not. I think that the NIH is beloved by the American people because we know about the advances in human health and cancer treatments and heart disease and diabetes and all of the health gains that the research has produced.
Well, I think you're wrong, ma'am. I think the public has a serious mistrust issue with the NIH. Do you deny that the NIH tried to cover up the origin of COVID?
I'm not here to testify about that. That's not my area of science. I have no knowledge of that.
Do you believe that the NIH supported masking and social distancing when there was really no science to support that?
What I'm more concerned about is what's happening right now to destroy the Biomedical Research Institute that has been the envy of the world. And right now, we're ceding our leadership in biomedical research to China. That's what's happening right now.
What about covering up harmful side effects of vaccines and the role that the NIH has played in that? What do you have to say about that, ma'am?
The U.S. history of human subjects protection has evolved greatly. Numerous research improprieties from the 50s to the 70s in the United States, including the Tuskegee syphilis study, forced Congress to establish formally federal
I'm not asking you about
mandated
that.
Rules.
You know what I'm asking you about? I'm asking you about how NIH handled COVID. Obviously, this is supposed to be a hearing about MK Ultra, but when you gave your opening statement, and I don't even know why you were called to this hearing, because you didn't offer anything about MK Ultra. But since you are here and you're going to defend NIH, I'm going to call you out on it. Do you see now what I'm talking about? When you say that the NIH doesn't have integrity problems and trust issues, did you hear the applause in this room? That should tell you right now that you're pretty tone deaf to what the public thinks about how the NIH handled COVID and the cover-up, not only the funding of it, but the cover-up involved in the aftermath. Can you acknowledge that?
I'm sorry, that's not my understanding.
Okay, folks, we're back. Incredible to actually see it. Now let's go to clip six here. Japan issues warning for COVID vaccines. Here it is.
どこですね、逆算をしたんですね。やられては、いけないことなんです。で、アドベースの資格の中には論文を、示し、人おりまして、約200個ぐらいのですね、論文がありますもっともっと多くの論文がスパイクということだということなんですね。で、下にあの、映りまして、mRNAワクチンの細胞内で毒性を持つスパイクを追加した。mRNAワクチンの大勢の死亡者、負傷者、被害者を生み出しています。で、
And again, they knew day one that it didn't protect you, made you sick. They knew day one and would say, oh, even if you have natural immunity, you still need to take this, even though under the science that could kill you taking something once you already have immunity. So this was all, you're right, a giant psyop that violated informed consent, punishable by death under the Nuremberg Code. Jesse, please continue, and then Matt, anytime you want to jump in.
Yeah, the other thing is what's coming out of this, and we're hopeful that they're going to continue the investigations. Let's hope that they follow through. And I think everyone watching really needs to make sure that this committee, this task force, follows through on everything that was learned during this meeting. And what was interesting, Luna called this crimes committed by the CIA against American citizens and called it crimes against humanity. There has to be accountability. People were deceived. They were conditioned. They were mind controlled. And why I say these things, we force people to wear masks. And they knew it didn't protect you. Okay. They forced people to distance themselves and
not see loved ones while they were dying.
Correct. They forced people to self-isolate in their homes. They forced businesses to close down. They destroyed, not only did they destroy lives by injecting them with these biomaterials, which the Japanese are saying that this is a crime. This is murder. Let's call it for what it is. This is mass murder on a global scale. But they didn't even have any programs. And I asked Amy Guttman about this at the Presidential Bioethics Commission when I was there. My question was, what are you doing to safeguard the victims when your experimentation goes wrong? Okay. Because this is mass experimentation. This is mass murder. I'm not going to stand away from
that. Mad scientist guinea pig behavior.
And the NIH has a credibility problem, particularly when they tell you to follow the science, and they knew the science was a lie.
And as you know, we pull up these articles all day long. Australia, Canada, U.S., armed forces help terrorize public, use mind control, terrorize public to take shot, like it was good. They even came out later and went, oh, we ran the PSYOP 6 feet apart, everything's closed, to make you take the shots. And as you know, at the top, it was premeditated. They were growing this. I want to go deeper into this. You're going to start with some of the history and current things, but they're growing a digital matrix. This is a nanotech plug, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And what's interesting,
or the interface.
Yeah, it's definitely the interface. It's it, you know, every one of us who has this in us now, and it's spreading through many mechanisms. It was not only the shots. It was in our air. It's in our water. It's in our foods. It's in the entire ecosystem now. So it's very difficult to stay away from it. But we are about to do something that has been monumental, and we've been waiting for this. Our MI6 whistleblower, who's the Oxford-educated Rafe Hazel, through my work with him, I think we've now isolated these signals, and we're able to show the signature and demonstrate it through scientific method.
A decade or so ago, this was rare. Right now, it's all over the place.
Correct. It's very rare now that I do not, I have not since pre-COVID found anyone who tests negative. Prior to the pandemic, it was very common if you did not have symptoms that you came up negative on any of our scans.
And a lot of people don't take the shots, but they still have this nanotech in them to dumb it down, to simplify it, because it's shedding, or why is it everybody now?
Well, there is a shedding aspect of it, and this is why there are recommendations. Dr. R.N.A. Burkhart, the pathologist who did that study, and he died mysteriously shortly after in a car accident. He proved that the spike protein infiltrated every organ in our bodies, including the male testes. And when they looked at the male testes, all the spermatozoa no longer existed. And these were postmorbidity autopsies on 28-year-olds. All of the spermatozoa is gone and completely taken over by the spike protein. And his recommendation is that any woman of childbearing age no longer engage in a relationship with a man who has been vaccinated. So that's one aspect. And the reason why, you go, well, why? It's because if they have intercourse, she's basically being vaccinated every time. She's given a shot every time.
Explain that people are sending on, you're picking up the signals, these things, and some people are sending signals, and in some cases, which I saw in a Cronenberg movie 2 years ago, and I learned about this you from a year ago, and I looked it up, it's mainstream news. People are coming back with Mac IDs, and people in graves are coming back with them. They dig up the, I mean, what the hell, what is that?
Yeah, well, the MAC address phenomenon is coming back again. I've seen some other studies that other countries are doing, and they are finding signatures. But more specifically, to talk about what Rafe discovered, he took one of our spectrum analyzer models, and he connected what is called a near-field probe antenna. And lo and behold, he was able to isolate the signals.
Now, first, start over. Dumb this down for us, because you guys are experts and love this. Explain what you're scanning, the devices, how you got it, and then used to, you'd find chips the last decade. That's phased out. Now it's the nanotech. Then we have all the patents by Gates about putting in the shots. I mean, this is hydrogel. This is all there.
Yeah. So to dumb it down, what we discovered, you know, when I was invited to Europe at a non-disclosed university, teaching university, and was allowed to use an anechoic chamber. And an anechoic chamber is an environment that's designed and certified to block out huge frequency spectrums.
It's like a super Faraday cage.
Correct. From 8 kilohertz up to 19 gigahertz. So the frequencies, we were scanning individuals, and we were, for whatever reason, we were finding positive emissions of some type of frequency. We had a hypothesis that the frequency was coming internally from their bodies. So the only way to really prove that is to be in an isolated environment, such as an anechoic.
Sure, be clear. You can show people your device, and you go, I'm going to guess it's going to go off at these nerve centers, the middle of your back, down here, for whatever reason, it precipitates out in the nerve endings, this nanotech. But you can say, oh, that's just a coincidence. But when you go in one of these chambers, and you're proving this is not an outside frequency.
Correct. We had control groups, people who weren't symptomatic, and we would test them with our scanning equipment, and we would get zero. For the first time, even on our frequency counters, we would get zero. When we brought in the victims who tested positive in the field, and we put our frequency counters in on them near those areas that came up positive in the field, we would detect a frequency. So we knew, for whatever reason, the frequency was emitting from their person. Now, when we Rafe discovered, our Oxford-educated MI6 whistleblower, he was able to isolate this. And I'm actually going to be taking a trip to the UK now. And he and I are going to continue our research. But Rafe has found a way to isolate the frequencies at these locations, scientifically proof that they're there. And what's interesting in his case, when Edward and I were in the UK interviewing him, we knew we were being surveilled because on our spectrum analyzers, all of a sudden the Ministry of Defense was popping up on our spectrum analyzers in the location we're at. And there was a bug that was found in my bedroom.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
So we thought it was peculiar that the Ministry of Defense was coming up on the spectrum, and it happened the minute he stepped into our environment.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you're talking to the MI6 guy, and you're getting, it's actually saying, Ministry of, wow.
Well, when we identified the frequency and we checked who operated in that spectrum, it came back directly to the Ministry of Defense. So sure enough, he now uses this near-field antenna, and it only goes off when it's by the areas that I detected where he was having a frequency emission. And that frequency is the exact same frequency that goes back to the Ministry of Defense. So now we've isolated. By the way,
that's well known that different governments, different agencies have their own the frequencies that they're on.
Correct.
And so they all think Havana Syndrome is the Russians, the Chinese, it's their own government.
Well, if you look at the testimony in May 8th of 2024, what was being disseminated to the American people is that there's no evidence this Havana Syndrome signal that was being directed at our federal employees, CIA, FBI, and now congressional members, there was no indication that it was coming from a foreign agency. But the question that needed to be asked, well, if it's not coming from a foreign agency, is it us? Or is it an ally of the Five Eyes? That was the question that needed to be asked.
As you know, the Five Eyes all spy on each other because then their own parliaments or congresses can't get oversight. So we have the British spy on us. We spy on the British for them. You know, that's well known. And that's how many times has it come out that the CIA, though, is spying on the Senate and the House Armed Service Intelligence Committees? It's admitted. So, of course, it's always going to be your government's the thing you got to really worry about more than anything, especially if it's the most powerful one on Earth. Of course, that's the thing you got to worry about the most.
Correct. And these criminals, because they're mass murderers, have used the law system to protect themselves. It is legal to experiment on American citizens currently without consent as long as it doesn't exceed minimal risk. And so I think here is going to be the legal position that the American people need to take. So the minimal risk criteria is defined as nothing that doesn't happen in normal everyday life. And the question I asked, does death happen in normal everyday life? And the answer is yes. And they created this clause under Section 3024 of the 21st Century Cures Act. Okay, they hid it in there under the Obama administration. And he sold it to the American people as a way to fight the opioid epidemic crisis that we were having here in the United States. Now, the other caveat to Section 3024 is all the data that is collected is protected under national security protocol. So even if you did a FOIA request, you're not going to be able to find out whether or not you're being experimented on. But the bottom line is that this is legal to do currently. But I think the challenge is going to be, can the American people prove that this exceeded normal everyday risk? Okay. And the legal fight is going to be how deeply do we define that? Does that include death or does it not?
Well, they've changed it off and on, but I remember it being pointed out when I had a scientist on, I'm talking like 28, 29 years ago. They said, have you seen U.S. code? And the reason I know this from memory is I've covered it so many times that about 5 years later, they changed it. Then they passed the law again and changed it back to the way it was. And I haven't looked this up in years. I have to say it fast to remember it. It's like phone numbers. You got to dial them fast to remember them. Or an old phone number, you got to just not try. You just know it. But it's a U.S. Code, Chapter 32, subsection 1520A, paragraph B, subsection C, I think. And it said it's illegal to do unauthorized testing on the general public. And it goes to this big thing and all these penalties, unless it's for law enforcement or other research purposes, including lethal. So it says for page after page, it's all illegal. So so for like 3 or 4 years, I made a big deal about it. And then they even passed some law amending it and changing it. And then years later, last time, I haven't looked at it in years, they changed it back, but with more foggy language. I had lawyers look at it. And that's how they admit the military's done thousands of admitted tests that were lethal crap. But they say it's for the greater good. They have to know what's going to happen. So I think we should look that up. Hey, maybe somebody can check that. U.S. Code. Chapter 32, I have to say it fast.
So there's so much positioning that's gone on by the government and by to be able to weave a perfect situation where in the end, since 2021, using the most high-tech, sophisticated equipment possible, every person that you are using this equipment on to test is emitting radio frequencies from specific locations that also are being tested for silicon-based electronic circuitry. And that's something that...
And they're emitting a frequency that's known government channels.
And you go back, yeah. And so what is the places that when you're looking at the exact radio frequencies that it goes back to that you see when you're dealing with civilians compared to, like, prisoners or military?
Great question. And then before I forget, after that, but think how perfect it is. We put tracker radio tags, you know, for 80 years, whatever, on lions or whales. They're just marking their real estate. Go ahead.
Correct. Yeah. Well, they're basically marking the herd. You know. So most of the agencies that we can detect these frequencies back to are all, and this was also being disclosed in the MKUltra hearings, teaching institutions, universities who are doing experimentation for the U.S. government, military subcontractors. There are some government agencies.
Who do you find the highest levels of the radiation from? The radiating frequencies.
Most of them are all military subcontractors. You're talking about BlackRock. You're talking about Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. These are all the agencies that consistently come up in the frequency spectrums.
And by the way, you let me do it. You go like, well, you're a civilian. It'll probably be here and there. And you hit the button. And then you Sean Johnson, a Navy SEAL, a bunch of deployments. He said, I bet it lights up like Christmas tree. And it wasn't like you hit some secret button. I got it. Hit the button. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you predicted it. It was like, oh, you're a Navy SEAL. This is going to light up like Christmas tree.
Well, I've been doing this research for 20 years. And the data doesn't lie. The data is what it is. That's why.
So where are they putting it in the troops? Mainly for the shots?
In the troops, it's always the shots. It's always been the shots. Because you're property of the government. So you have to do what you're told.
It's like a serial number on a gun.
Yeah.
But this technology is deployable. This is the mRNA delivery system. It's just as easy to put into a vaccine as it is to put into the food supply, as it is to put into the water supply.
That's right. mRNA is developed and self-replicating systems, period. They can grow it through pharmacological crops for decades where the plant itself produces it. Yeah, it's not like they inject the lettuce or the carrot with it.
It's
it grows
coated,
it. It grows it in the animal or in the plant.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And then when they are talking about the spike protein, that is a harmed cell. So microscopists forever, when they see cells in a cancerous environment and they're dying, they start to crown and corona effect is what they get. And then that's kind of like the bottom of a beer bottle, the thing that Jim twist. And then once it starts spiking, you're dealing with a cell that is on the verge of dying. And these dead cell protein fragments from the cell membrane, they are positive charge because you have a reverse polarity in terms of magnetism from a healthy cell to when it starts to die. That's why you'll see it go to positive. Positive cell, which is harmed, starts coagulating with negative healthy cells. And then when the spike protein releases a positive into the next cell, you're talking about something that's programmed and it's going into a healthy cell. Now all of a sudden you have spike, what is called spike protein, taking over environments.
You know what's crazy? They always predicted programming. In the early 1980s movie, The Thing, John Carpenter, they're looking under an electron microscope at the alien cell, and it looks like an HIV cell, and it's got literally the spike on it, and it goes into the dog cell and hits it and then takes it over, and then it produces it and goes on to the next. And then I'm looking at electron microscopes of it. I'm like, it looks the same damn thing. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face.
Yeah, you know, and there are some studies out there, and there are some academics that believe that HIV was also a bioweapon.
Oh, Fauci, 100%.
Yeah, so.
My dad was told that, and he owned a hospital at the time in Dallas, and that was back when I was, like, 14. He's like, when you get your driver's license, don't sign the organ donor card. They're killing people in Dallas hospitals, but don't tell anybody. And then, like, 10 years later, I'm watching 60 Minutes, and like, Chicago, Dallas, and such have caught major hospitals killing people with their organs. And they, like, said the name of the hospital my dad said, not the one he had, it was the little one he had. But the point was, anyways, he told me point blank, right when that whole HIV thing was going on, because I was promiscuous. I was like 14, 15, and I was worried. I had some girlfriends, you know, I was with that were older. And I was like, Dad, I'm worried. He goes, well, you shouldn't be having sex anyways your age, but don't worry. You ain't getting that. He goes, it's what Fauci gives you in the shots that actually kills you. And I later learned he was some hero or something. But my dad was part of the Dallas Buyers Club. So it wasn't just a bunch of those doctors and people were just giving everybody the drugs they needed and saying, don't go with this. So it was a big, but the point was, I was like right in the middle of that. It's just crazy.
Absolutely.
But 100%, they all knew it was Fauci then.
Yeah.
And what they did is in New York and San Francisco, in the hepatitis shot at the gay clinics, they gave them live HIV. It's because they were the perfect vector to spread it. But then it was only if they'd already suppressed your immune system would it actually kill you.
Yeah.
VAIDS, not AIDS, right? Vaccine acquired.
Absolutely.
Luc Montagnier, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, it was split between him and another gentleman for the supposedly finding the AIDS virus. And he said within 2 years of his death, he started telling everybody that he never isolated the HIV virus. And that was a pretty big...
Well, remember Magic Johnson, this is like 25, 30 years ago, he goes, I don't have it anymore. Charlie Sheen, he's like, yeah, they told me actually I'm not positive for it anymore. He goes, as long as you don't take ACT, you don't die. And that guy's done more drugs than, you know, probably 5,000 drug addicts. I mean, he's a nice guy, I know him. But the point is that it's horse crap. It was the drugs killing everybody.
It's the treatment that always kills you. It's you go get a schizophrenic, and they'll start taking their drugs. It makes it worse. Everything.
I can tell you how many people I know that were not successful money-wise, and they were having a great life. They go, oh, I'm going to go to counseling, and their marriage ends. Or, oh, I got a psychiatrist for childhood problems, and then now they're in a mental institution because they have insurance. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, what's coming up is that we're finding from all of the white papers that are coming out, all of the studies that are coming out, is the fact that the people that they were calling conspiracy theorists in the past are now being proven right. And, you know, and ultimately, what was the agenda? If you can conquer the herd's minds and you can control them, there isn't anything you can do, particularly if you're the ones in charge. Think about this. If I can send a radio frequency to you and you start to have a symptom, whether it's difficulty breathing, whether it's dizziness, vertigo, or low blood sugar, and you have to go to a doctor, or you're having a mental illness because this is synthetically induced in you, who benefits? Follow the money. Think about it. The pharmaceuticals.
There's so many of these incredible videos and just so many things that we'll get to it later, but there's just so many things we can just stick in here and just show the admissions of these people, where the clip I want to put in is, and when I saw it, I called up James O'Keefe. He later called me. He goes, are you an insider? How did you know that? And a bunch of other people said, wow, Jones called that. When I saw Tucker get up on air and attack Pfizer and say they're putting this out on purpose and cover O'Keefe, I said, oh, he'll be fired in a month. And then he was fired in a month. And when I saw O'Keefe do that, I said, they're going to get rid of O'Keefe or kill him. And I called him and told him that. And he's like, how'd you know that? I go, dude, you got the vice president of Pfizer on tape, the head of mRNA, say, we have gain of function all these new COVIDs, and we're going to roll it out forever, and that's our profit thing. We're going to release viruses. The guy should have been in a supermax prison.
Right.
I mean, he's the head of it. He says they're doing it. We know they did it. And here they are. And O'Keefe's like, how'd you know that? I'm like, dude, you got the ultimate mega smoking gun. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you watch it. It's just, and people didn't believe he was the Pfizer head of it because he's like some weird 35-year-old gay dude. But that just shows, like, this is crazy that he'd sit at a bar with a dude he thought he was picking up. All O'Keefe had to do was dye his hair blonde and, like, talking a lisp. And the dude's telling him he's committed war crimes.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this building. You gotta publish, don't tell anyone. Okay? We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can focus on, we can preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're gonna do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. It's gonna be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, it goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
Fact is the way that the virus started and moving on. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, it's insane.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, there's something that's always troubled me. What is the narrative about the COVID, how it it got into our environment. They're saying it came from a lab in China. Okay. But you mentioned Pfizer, and I tell everyone, and I go back to this every time. Back in 2013, Dr. Ido Bachelet, who gave that TEDMed talk in Israel, brought that 1cc syringe up, and he talked about there being a trillion robots in the needle that he just brought back from his labs. And he's talking nanorobots, all that he teaches his students to control with RF frequencies. In 2015, he signs a contract with Pfizer, okay? And all I'm doing is inferring that people should follow the data.
Bill Gates has a bunch of patents on nano.
Yeah, do we really trust the narrative? At this point, it probably doesn't matter much anymore because we know it's out there. They can find it in these vaccines. I just find it quite odd that Dr. Ido Bachelet signs a contract with Pfizer for them to use his
Absolutely. Plan. And I do what you're doing, so I'm not criticizing you. But are we bad that we're just proving our case over and over again and giving new information and just adding to it? People kind of know now. You know what I mean? Like, more and more, we should still cover what they've done. That's important. But we also start covering, what are we going to do about it? And we'll talk about that in a moment. There's ways to mitigate this. But this is cut and dry that they've done stuff that is all punishable with, you know, life in prison or worse under the law.
Yeah, just so everyone understands, the whole goal was to master your mind, conquer your mind, being able to control your thoughts, being able to control your biometrics, being able to control your biochemistry. That's really what this is all about. And then if you have that kind of power, again, you've now got a technology to completely rule the world. You can manipulate economies. There is virtually nothing that you can't achieve through this.
And you know what's crazy? In my film Endgame, I cover all the films free. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I made it in 2007. It's more important than ever. It's evergreen, ultra green. In there, you have Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, modern eugenics, in the 1850s. He gets a royal commission. He hires all the top scientists. Remember, the British were always given the equivalent of like $20 billion to make a clock that could tell time to 1 second a day and be on a ship. And lo and behold, 5 years later, suddenly they had it. Like, that was like, no one could even imagine that, but enough money, people did it. Well, they put out all these big bounties, and they said, we want to know what makes the body work. We want to know how, and they called that biometrics as just a theoretical thing. And then here we are now, and here's the biometrics isn't just scanning your face for people that don't know. It's knowing how the whole body works, everything. It's not just the mind, it's the cells. And you look at what Galton and all them did, and out of him came the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Blairs, the Darwins, and they all had this is all public mainline books, but nobody knows it, a secret breeding program to try to create the Ubermensch. That's where Hitler got it. And they created a bunch of mentally ill and deformed people, 3-4 generations, but it did create some super IQs. And two of those were Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1929, and his brother, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley wrote that, and his other brother, Julian Huxley, was the head of the World Eugenics Society and the first head of UNESCO. And how do I know that? Well, he wrote Brave New World Revisited in 60, a few years before he died. He gave that's Aldous Huxley did that wrote Brave New World. He gave an hour-long speech at Berkeley, a little over an hour, and he admits this is the plan. This book isn't really a book. It's a futurist projection of the year 2020 to 2020. Or so, and he says it won't be a 1984 world where we stomp on you. That's just for a few people that wake up. You're going to love your servitude. We're going to engineer a new, we're going to plant things in all of you. We're going to put you on drugs and make you love your servitude. And he talks about his brother and the UN and the world government and how you guys are too stupid to even know this, but I'm here telling the academics so you'll be the new rulers and the upper class like they have in Brave New World.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. drive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is going to stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing waking up Godzilla, and that's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo, politically, lovingly, nonviolently.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Example on InfoWars, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Now, you remember for decades I exposed how bad the water supply was, and they'd have David Hogg make fun of me and say it was a scam, and so what if the frogs are gay from the chemicals or trans or become hermaphroditic? Well, that's because their populations collapse and they go extinct, dummy.
He advertises water filters. Interesting.
It's the same thing with humans. Our fertility is being crushed. Our cancer rates are off the charts, and it's because of all the garbage in the food, all the garbage in the water, everything that's happening in our environment. And water is what 70% or more of our bodies are made of. It is so important to do this. It is a no-brainer. Go look at our third-party studies. Go look at our third-party testing. And then go out and try to find a comparable system for less money. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139. But for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So take your destiny in your hands. Don't let the globalists bomb you with these hundreds and hundreds, in some areas, thousands of chemicals. Don't let them bomb your children with it. Take action. Fund our information warfare operation against the globalists. Get healthier. Win-win. That is what it's all about. But you've got to take action. You've got to take control of your life. I am so proud of this bad boy. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead System. That's the housing. Just screws on in seconds. No plumbers. Beautiful box. Absolute high quality, and a happy little straight frog that you look up at every morning, reminding you that you're not poisoning yourself, your wife, your husband, your children. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.